The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Union High School football. All season long, catch every game, home and away, as the Tigers defend their state championship. Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. And now, with a call of the game, here's Bjarke Sears and Bruce Eamon.
Well, or if you were to look at what you felt like wearing because it's comfortable, or were you to look at the thermometer, you would be very, we'd forgive you if you thought it was the end of July. It's really hard to tell some of these things, but if you looked a little closer, you'd start seeing signs that were shifting from summer into fall. Buses now get in your way when you're on your way to work. Kids are waiting on the side of the road. And all across America, people are coming in tonight under the Friday night lights to engage in one of the most American of traditions and American of pastimes, Friday night football. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on 92.1 WVTK. I'm Bjarke Sears, along with my radio partner, Bruce Eamon. And Bruce, we're very excited to bring the 2018 Middlebury Tiger football season to all our fans at home on WVTK.
Yeah, you're certainly right about that, Bjarke. Again, it does not feel like football weather yet, but it is a gorgeous Friday night. We're here at the beautiful Colchester facility here and ready for some football as the Tigers and Lakers open their season tonight. Both of these teams looking for a win to get things going in the right direction.
Looking forward to getting in the right direction. And as it is a change in season, it's also a change for these teams. A lot of turnover on both sides, which we will talk about later. But as you say, Bruce, it is a beautiful night. Temperature's probably in the high 60s right now. Beautiful and sunny. Sun coming down here. Fans starting to trickle into the field here in Colchester as they get ready for opening night. Energy is in the air. Teams are out here a few minutes stretching and getting ready to go. As we speak, Bruce, a flock of geese in a V flying over our heads. Again, those little signs of seasonal change. So Bruce, Tigers come in today. They are returning 10 players from last year's Tiger squad. Colchester Lakers coming in with 44 players across their two programs, JV and varsity. So a lot of change here tonight, which we'll get into, but certainly just must be an exciting night for everyone involved.
Yeah, it certainly is. Again, you know, the new season, a new year, new opportunities. You know, the reason, Bjarke, you play these games is because things happen. Middlebury finishing the season last year at 5-4, making it to the quarterfinals. Colchester finishing last year at 3-6, also making it to the quarterfinals, but losing. And so again, for both of those teams, they got a little taste of the playoffs last year, and with some new players, a new season, new opportunities.
Absolutely. We're going to get into all of that as we come back. Thank you for joining us for football. We're excited to get the year started. It's Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two-for-one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So, you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane.
From Mike's Auto. 388-4138, the number you should call for towing, lockouts, or jump starts. We'll go anywhere at all.
If your car just won't go, give us a call. We'll tow it, fix it, and life will be good again.
With Master ASC certified techs and 32 years in business, we can fix almost anything.
Whether it's all your dash lights are on or you just need a general maintenance, the number is the same, 388-4138.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Mike's Auto and Towing, Elm Street, Middlebury.
No one likes being on the sidelines, but if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to Colchester High School, where we are waiting for the Middlebury Tigers to take the field for the first time this season against the Colchester Lakers. There's about 18 minutes left to go on the clock, but plenty to talk about here as we roll into opening night here at 92.1 WVTK. I'm Bjarke Sears, of course, joined by my radio partner, Bruce Seaman. And Bruce, one thing that we've been talking about so far tonight is change. And one of the things that is notable for the Middlebury Tigers, in a way that maybe I haven't seen in my 8 or 9 years of broadcasting Tiger football so far, is the level of change in the team. There are 10 returning players from last year's successful Tigers team, and really, you know, no one who was there in those teams that were cranking out all those wins just a few years ago. So you have a lot of people learning on the job, adjusting to new things. So 10 people returning. And now, Bruce, you know, put yourself in the mind of a coach for a minute. When you're a coach that has a young, developing team without a lot of experience, what do you think you focus on an opening night?
Well, like you said, you've got a number of players returning from next year, so one of the things that you're going to concentrate on. At the beginning of the season, I am sure Coach Dennis Smith went to those players who are returning and said to them, this is an opportunity for you to step up and show some of that leadership. We talked about that last year in the playoffs. Even in that opening round loss, there is an opportunity to gain experience. So those players that are coming back know what it takes to be successful. You know, in all those years when Middlebury was churning out all those victories, from one year to the next, the upperclassmen show the up-and-coming students what they have to do to get to that level. It's great to make the playoffs, but that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to win the Division I championship. And so hopefully, I'm sure Coach Smith had said to those players that are back this year, listen, it's up to you this year to take a more increased role in the team and to show some of these newer players how it's done. Again, it's great to make the playoffs, but that's not the ultimate goal.
Sure, and developing and growing in that beginning is, as you say, kind of a key there. It's interesting to note from the lineup that there is senior leadership. There are three captains this year, Simon Fisher, who's a senior, Riley Brown, who's a senior, and Wyatt Cameron is a senior. But a lot of leadership, just naturally, because of the way football works, a lot of that leadership is going to have to fall heavily on the shoulders of Tim Gettleman, who will be playing quarterback. He's a junior. And I think, in a way, it's going to fall on the shoulders of Tyler Buxton, who is a young athletic player. He's a junior as well. Of these players, he was the one who probably got the most playing time last year in kind of regular minutes, along with Tim. One person they're missing is Cam Devlin, who has gone off to, is a fantastic linebacker as a sophomore last year, has now gone off to prep school this year. So that'll be a little bit of a void in the linebacking core. But these juniors, as much as you do have senior leadership, when you have the ball in the hands of the quarterback, a junior quarterback, there's going to be a lot on Tim Gettleman's plate just as soon as the game kicks off.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And again, like we saw last year with the Tigers, this is an opportunity for a player who is still developing himself to manage the game. Again, when you have a team that's got a good running game as opposed to a great passing game, the other team, theoretically anyway, is not going to score on you when they don't have the ball. Sure. So you can manage the field, manage your players. And again, Middlebury is not the only team that's going to be looking to do that. I mean, again, for the Lakers, they come into this game looking to have a better season than last year. They finished the season 3-6, and they made the quarterfinals where they got run over by Hartford 53-13. So they've got a lot to prove as well. So both teams, as you mentioned, as we start the 2018 season, with something to prove.
Absolutely. And Middlebury themselves, as you noted, did bow out in the first round of the playoffs last year against the St. Albans Bobwhites. So for them, looking to see to get certainly to that point and continue to grow. Now, the other benefit of having a young team as you are, as you say, working for the long run. Obviously, you want to maximize every year and everything else, but for Tim or all these other players, it's also about building a two-year vision and building for the program along in that way. So it's going to be an interesting night, a really great night. I imagine there are a lot of jitters on both sidelines.
Yeah, there certainly are. And again, you know, there's a lot of players on both teams with something to prove. And one thing I love about the opening night of a new season in any sport, you never know what can happen.
Sure.
On paper, this is what should happen. But again, Bjarke, that's why you play the game.
Yes, you do. And, you know, that's why you play the game. That's why you turn and give these learning opportunities to people and trust them. You know, and one of the great things about the Middlebury Tigers coaching staff is that there is a real amount of trust. They have a system. They expect the players to follow that system and understand it and work within the parameters of it. And when they do that, they find success. So I think in some way, if you're the coaches, you get to look at your players and you get to say, look, I know you haven't totally been here before, but we have. And this system has, and we've been through this battle a bunch of times. So trust in us, stay calm, stay present, and things are going to work okay. And I think there's enough of a track record where if you're the players, you can look back and say, okay, we buy into that. I mean, one of the things I'm struck by every year is, you know, coming into this spot, people walk up to me and say, hey, Bjarke, how's the team going to do this year? Da-da-da-da-da. And often you say, boy, there's a lot of turnover, but I have faith. And every year, they do back that up. I mean, absolutely, they justify that faith. And Colchester, year to year, is generally a pretty competitive team. It should be a fun game tonight.
Yeah, it should be a fun game. And, you know, it's funny, when you talk about the Tigers, I compare them in some aspects to the Patriots. They've been there. They know how to win. And so, as you said, Coach Smith can just say, we've done this. This is not our first rodeo. Believe in our system. Do the things, the right things, on and off the field. It's part of being a student athlete. And you will eventually be successful. We've seen it. It's happened.
Sure. And, you know, do those right things. And on and off the field, as you point out, is a really important thing. These are really quality kids. And that's important to keep in mind as we go along and as we kind of get into this. And kind of, you know, it can be easy, I think, from our vantage point to just see them as football players. And I think your point about being student athletes is very, very important. So tonight also, it's interesting to note what changes, to see what changes the Tigers will bring. Although they do have a system, they will make adjustments. Last year, with Cody Pominville as quarterback, they threw the ball a little more than they had in previous years. You know, there were games where they'd air it out, and you'd say, wow, you know, these Tigers, they're mixing it up a little bit. I don't think we know going into it yet tonight exactly, because coaches, you know, they tend to be a little quiet about it. And the players, I've talked to a few of the players, they didn't want to give too much out there because they're a little afraid of what that might mean. To see what adjustments they make, my anticipation is that you settle down and you go to your ground game, you kind of keep it simple for a little while, let everyone get those nerves out, And then maybe you open it up at different times.
Yeah, you certainly do. And one of the things I think you're going to see as this game starts, you're going to try to see both coaches try to get their players into a rhythm. And then once you get going, it's like any sport. Once you get into a rhythm, you get comfortable. You get the first opening night jitters out of the way. Maybe you try some things. And again, for both teams, maybe once you get into that rhythm, then maybe you make a big play where there'll be a critical mistake and it could be a turning point in the game. So again, it's exciting. I love opening night in any sport. And you're right, Bjarke, it should be an awesome game tonight.
A lot of excitement, a lot of questions. We'll see what happens here as we count down towards kickoff. We'll step aside for a moment, but please come back. You're listening to Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Your local Napa Auto Parts store, Court Street, Middlebury, has you covered with all the parts you'll ever need to get the job done right. Brad and the staff have parts for the car, the truck, the boat, and the 18-wheeler. Napa in Middlebury is fully stocked and they're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, and weekends, 8 till noon. When it comes to trust, you can always trust Brad and the staff at your local Napa Auto Parts store, 13 Court Street in Middlebury.
Now back to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
As we approach 7 o'clock, the lights have come on the field here in Colchester, Vermont. As the Lakers have come out and taken the field, they're standing in a circle. Senior and junior captains are out there leading everyone in a stretch. Tigers have yet to take the field. And Bruce, before we go any farther, why don't we get starting lineups?
All right, let's take a look first at the Middlebury starting offense. Bjarke at split end, senior number 22, Zach Dunn. At tackle, number 68, junior Tristan Cannell. At guard, number 79, senior Spencer Cadoret. At center, number 66, senior Will LaRocque. At guard, number 51, senior Riley Brown. At right tackle, number 64, senior Lucas Farrell. And at the right split end, number 89, senior Wyatt Cameron. The quarterback is number 18, junior Tim Gettleman. The left halfback is senior number 11, Simon Fisher. The fullback, number 2, sophomore C.J. Bryant. And right halfback, number 14, junior Tyler Buxton.
Now, Bruce, you don't have starters from Colchester because they didn't. I think they prefer to be brought in as a team. So that's a little bit of a dark spot for us in not knowing. So why don't we run through the Middlebury defense and introduce them for the first night of the year.
And, you know, Bjarke, one thing to mention before we do that, it's interesting. Sure. We talked about doing things right on and off the field. for everybody listening, we don't want to assume that they know everything about high school football.
Sure.
In high school football, a lot of the players play on both sides of the ball.
Certainly do.
So conditioning is a very, very big thing in high school football. So again, doing the right things off the field, conditioning, this is where the coaches will also see where the players are. In some regards, so that's something to watch today too, because a lot of these guys are on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely,
and gals,
and gals. There is one female player tonight. Absolutely, Caitlin Stearns, which we'll be able to talk about as the Tigers come out and take the field. But certainly tonight will be a night where you see cramps. Probably they have bananas over on the sideline. What are the best ways to deal with those? Let's hear that defense, though.
All right, on the left side, left defensive end, number 89, senior Wyan Cameron. The left defensive tackle, number 76, Lucas Farrell. The nose guard, number 76, senior Josh Kerr. The right defensive tackle, number 99, senior Seamus Doyle. And the right defensive end, number 79, senior Spencer Cadaret. The left cornerback, number 3, junior Isaiah Bullock. The left linebacker, number 33, junior Thatcher Trudeau. The right linebacker, number 5, junior Ian Plouffe. And the right cornerback, number 14, junior Tyler Buxton. The safety is on the left side, number 43, sophomore Mason Kaufman. And on the right side, number 18, sophomore Tim Gettleman, who also will have his hands full tonight playing the quarterback role on the other side of the ball. So again, we'll see how the conditioning shakes out for both sides.
And that's usually pretty standard for the Tigers, that their quarterback will also be playing safety, kind of directing everything from in back there. So a couple of interesting things just to note about that roster. The offensive line is not particularly large. If you go down that line, you look at most players being under 200 pounds, which in football is considered small for an offensive lineman. But a particular note, and one thing I'm interested to see tonight, for those at home who can't quite picture or don't know how the Middlebury Tigers set up, they set up, there's a couple different names for it, but very often you call it a wing T. You'll have one running back, a halfback on the outside of the tackle, one on the other side of the outside of the tackle, and then a fullback standing directly behind the quarterback who is under center. Now, generally, that's a pounder. Generally, that fullback that's behind the quarterback is going to be a big boy, going to smash in the line. Tyler Hutt's a great example of this. They've had some great players in that position over the years. Tonight, that job is going to be taken by sophomore C.J. Bryant, who is an explosive athlete, a very good track and field athlete. However, he's only 6 foot, 160 pounds, which is not exactly a sledgehammer. So again, when we talk about adjustments the coaches make in response to situation, in response to the personnel on the field, how will they utilize C.J. Bryant in that way at 160 pounds? Generally, you pound the middle, you pound the middle, you pound the middle in this offense, and then you start working misdirections, you start working sweeps, you start working counters. How will that pounding work with a 160-pound running back? I bet the coaches are interested to see and find out.
I think they'll want to find that out, but also one of the things that you have probably heard, the saying that you can't hit what you can't catch.
Sure.
And speed kills,
yep,
in any sport. So maybe that they'll use some type of decoy, as you mentioned, maybe some trick plays or something like that, because he is a fast player, and we'll see if they're able to utilize that speed.
Absolutely. As the coaches come out, the captains come out and talk to each other, you know, with that in mind, they're going to have to make adjustments. And a couple of things I expect. We just saw Coach Jed Malcolm a second ago stop by, and he said, don't turn the ball over. It was the one thing he said to us, and I think that's true. We wanted to, you know, stay calm, keep it simple, run that ball. They're probably not going to put it in too many positions to turn that ball over right away. And I think getting players in space. If you don't have a huge line, if you don't have huge running backs, that's a little different than what the Tigers often do. What you're going to need to do is get out into places, maybe throw it out to a running back out in the flat. Maybe have more wide receivers on the field than is typical. Very often, the Tigers will only have one wide receiver in a position we call a split end. We'll see what they use tonight. It'll be certainly interesting to see them make those adjustments and work with this new team and this kind of different team than they've had compared to recently.
Yeah, and we'll also see how, starting from tonight, the team evolves over the season and what they're doing at the end of the season as opposed to what they're doing tonight. It should be a pretty exciting year.
Absolutely, absolutely will. And as the crowd gets into it, starts cheering, people are funneling in from the outside here as we get ready to go. It looks like the ball is going to go to the, I believe the Colchester Lakers will be getting it.
Yeah,
Colchester does sound like they're going to get it. Players come running off the field. Colchester's wearing blue uniforms with a gray middle. Middlebury Tigers are wearing their road whites with black pants with an orange stripe and black helmets. And a little bit of a delay here as they get the game started. As the officials talk it over here, they're not a huge team on these sidelines. If you look, Colchester again with 44 players on the varsity and JV teams. We're going to step aside for a moment. We're going to come back with kickoff here on week one on 92.1 WVTK.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
As the echoes of an absolutely beautiful, beautiful live rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner echo off the tall trees on the far side of the Colchester Lakers football field, we are ready for action on 92.1 WVTK. Bruce, any last words of wisdom before the kickoff?
Well, I'll tell you, it is so exciting with the beginning of the new season. It is great to see the possibilities for both teams. And as you mentioned in the pregame show, just the air of excitement here for both teams. At the beginning of the season, every single one of the teams in Division One is a title contender. And you know what, Bjarke, we'll see what happens.
And our accomplished hockey player, Bruce, here, she's excited by the Mike Ruzioni jersey in the crowd here. The Colchester Lakers are in a whiteout. The student section is. The parents are over there ready to go. It's time to kick off. The Colchester Lakers are set back, ready to go, and out come the Tigers, looking sharp in their uniforms. And here we go. Music is off. Tigers are set up to kick. Looks like the kicker this year is going to be Tim Gettleman, setting us off for the kickoff, setting up at the 40. And waiting back at the 15-yard line is number 11, Bailey Olson. You're going to hear Bailey Olson's name a lot tonight. He is a talented receiver. They're going to find a way to get in his hands as often as they possibly can. And Gettleman has his hand up. He's approaching the ball. He puts it up, and Olson waits for it. It gets to him at about the 10-yard line. He heads up the middle. The Tigers pursuing him. Gets about to the 16, about to the 22, and he gets brought down by the Middlebury Tigers, and that's where the Colchester Lakers are going to start their first drive of 2018.
You know, Bjarke, as the Tigers kicked off that ball, it was a good kick by Gettleman and a nice job to the Tigers by the Tigers to get down there quickly and make that there wasn't really a huge run back.
Yes, absolutely. They were pursuing. In fact, they were on the runner. They were on Olson basically as soon as he got that ball. Absolutely. And they're talking it over. As we didn't have starters, it's going to take us a second to figure out who the primary ball carriers are here. Looks like our quarterback is going to be Olson. That's a surprise. All right, he waits for it. He's got two wide receivers off to the right, one to the left. He's got a man in motion in front of him. He calls for the ball, gets it, gives it to his running back up the middle, plows forward for about 6 yards. That's number 36, Charlie Cresson-Ducharme.
And Ducharme doing a nice job getting behind his blockers there and getting 6 yards. You know, we talked about that in the pregame show, Bjarke, about running it up the middle and using some of those players with size in front of you to open up some real estate, and that's what happened there.
So it looks like we're going to give him about 4 yards on that carry. Get our eyes warmed up here. First plays of the season. It's Olsen back in quarterback position. He's got two to his left, two to his right, one running back in the backfield. Man coming across before him, and he hands it off on a sweep towards the outside. Number 28 spinning through some people, getting through a few before taken down by a gang of Tigers. Really not much of a gain, even though it looked pretty good.
Yeah, Quentin Hoskins, the runner there, the senior, 5'7", 165. Not the biggest player, but he used that speed there to try to get out to the right side. The Tigers doing a nice job shutting that down. And they're saying that, at least right now, no gain.
As they talk, in fact, the Colchester Lakers are back in the huddle. Tigers just standing there waiting for them to come up. As they come up, one wide receiver going out to the right side. He's got a tight end with him on that side. And two over on the left, one running back in the backfield. A lot of spread here so far for the Lakers. And it's Olsen dropping back, looking around, pursued by some Tigers. Now tries to throw a wide open man at the 50, at the 40, at the 30, brought down at the 28-yard line. So from about the 26 of the Tigers to the 28 the other way. I missed who caught that.
About a 40-yard gain on that pass, Bjarke, and I still can't really see his number as the players are getting up there. But Tim Gettleman for the Tigers doing a nice job using his speed to bring him down. The receiver was number 24, A.J. Bushell.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
The senior, 5'9", 150.
And it's Olsen. That was a pretty nifty play. Really what happened was Olsen was under duress by the Middlebury Tigers as Colchester takes a timeout here. Olsen was under duress. The Tigers were on him quickly. He did a nice job. He's a pretty big boy. He was able to stand there as they came on him and throw it nicely downfield for a very nice pickup.
Yeah, 40-yard pickup, and he was nice to. He was able to stand in there with the pressure and get the pass over to Bushell, who was brought down by Gettleman, who made a nice play using his speed to catch him, or that could have been trouble. 10:05 left to play first quarter, scoreless between the Tigers and Lakers here at Colchester. You're listening to Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK, Port Henry.
Adjustment on that play. I've done the math. Not listening upstairs. It was a 44-yard gain for the Colchester Lakers. Here come the Lakers. Now they are coming out in this passing look here. Again, now they have two wide receivers off to the left, one running back in the backfield, one running back off tackle on the right. Olsen under center this time. He's got a man in movement behind him, and he's going to hand it to the huge hole up the middle for the fullback. Absolutely crushes someone at the end of that run. That's going to be a 9-yard game for number 36, Charlie Cresson-Ducharme.
And Ducharme running over everybody before Isaiah Bullock from the Tigers bringing him down. And Bullock, just to give you some idea, Bjarke, not that big, 5'11", 155.
That's right, and Ducharme is listed at 6'190". And it is Olsen under center, one wide receiver to the right, three running backs at a double wing. And this time Olsen keeps himself, nifty work going up the middle, pops to the outside, stiff arms down a man, running towards the left corner. Gettleman's on him, the ball pops out, but they're going to send went out of bounds at the 2-yard line.
And Olsen running left and getting towards the left sideline there, Bjarke, as the ball popped out.
It's going to be first and goal from about the 3, now that we see. It's going to be first and goal for the 3 for the Colchester Lakers. 9:25 left to go in the first quarter. Score still 0-0 on the clock. The Lakers have made this look pretty easy so far going down the field.
Well, they've certainly started quickly, not really giving the Tigers a chance to get into any sort of defensive rhythm here. And being able to keep them out of the end zone here would be a big plus for the Tigers.
Olsen has one wide receiver to the right, and he drops back. He's looking over to the right. It looks like he's going to try to keep himself. Nope, he's got a man wide open. Throws it out there. The question is it complete? It is. That was a touchdown, and the man was completely uncovered over on the right side. That was number 24, A.J. Bushell.
9:16 left to play first quarter. The Lakers draw first blood. 6-0.
One thing to note, Bruce, almost all of these runs, all of these plays, except for the one that Olsen kind of made with his feet by going up the left side, pretty much every play has gone to the right side of the field for the Colchester Lakers. Clearly, Colchester feels confident in their ability of that side of the line to do some work. Right now, kind of an important moment, though. It looks like Olsen is over here standing for a second with his head down. Certainly that would not be good for the Lakers. We'll see what it is here as he's talking with a trainer. We'll see whether they take his helmet from him here. But right now they're talking. And luckily for the Lakers, I suppose they have a chance right now to just give him a break because it's 6-0 and they're going to be coming in for the extra point.
And so Olsen walking down to midfield with the trainer.
And they are going to go for two, actually. It is going to be Louis Powell under center. And Powell's going to keep it himself. He's going to roll out to the right. And again, they are able to be successful on a two-point conversion. It essentially is the same play. And they got the two-point conversion to number 24, A.J. Bichelle. 7-0 Colchester. Middlebury Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at ChamplainValleyProperty.com.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And the Colchester Lakers struck first, making it 8-0 on the touchdown and the two-point conversion. 9:16 left to go in the first quarter, and the Lakers are out here ready to kick away. Olsen is back in the game, and he's ready to kick away to the Middlebury Tigers. Olsen knocks it down. It's going to go down to about the five, where it's taken by Ian Plouf. Ian Plouf running up the middle. A lot of space to run on that left side. He might just break free. He's broken free of everybody. 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown! Now that's a response from the Middlebury Tigers.
It certainly is. He picked up that ball on the sideline and just went down the entire sideline, outracing the entire Laker team.
Absolutely amazing. Excellent blocking there by the Tigers and breakdown by the Colchester Lakers. There was nobody even close to him. And in fact, when he finally broke through and was gone, it was Tigers running with him. There were no Lakers on that play. That was about an 85-yard run there for the touchdown for Ian Plouf.
Boy, certainly utilizing his speed there along the sideline. It seems like he found another gear when he got towards the area where there were some players, and he was just gone. You hit it right on the head, Bjarke. He wasn't anyone even near him.
And here come the Tigers. We will see. My guess is that they will go for the kick, even the extra point, even though they are down 8-6 at the moment. My guess is they'll stay patient, and they are going to. It's going to be Tim Gettleman lining up for the kick. And Gettleman's waiting for it. Here comes the snap. It's down. It is no good. So it is 8-6. Lakers over Tigers. A 92-1 WVTK.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Hey, sports fans. Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Archery season is fast approaching, so make sure you drop into the shop and make sure your bow is tuned up and dialed in opening day on October 6th. We have great deals on crossbows and compound bows and a variety of arrows. We can check your draw length and bowstring to make sure you're ready for the range. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, vtfieldsports.com. Remember, always hunt safe and hunt smart. Thanks and have a great day.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And here we go. It's going to be the kick coming from Gettleman. It's going down. It's going to not be allowed to go towards Olsen. It's going to go out of bounds at the 15-yard line, and they're going to walk that back a bit. It's not going to work out perfectly for the Tigers here. Colchester Lakers are coming back on the field after having been successful with a 79-yard drive on their first drive of the game. The Tigers, however, answered with an about 85-yard kick return by Ian Plouffe, and the extra point was missed. The score right now, with 9:03 left to go in the first quarter, is the Colchester Lakers 8, Middlebury Tigers 6. And Bruce, you'd have to think the focus on this drive for the Tiger defense is keep those plays from happening. There were wide open receivers on that last drive.
Yeah, there certainly were, and it's going to be interesting to see if the Tigers are going to be able to keep the ball away from Olsen and the tools that he's demonstrated so far in this game. We've mentioned his name a lot already, and we'll see if they're able to neutralize what he brings to the Lakers team.
Olsen's under center with one wide receiver off to the right, three running backs in the backfield. It's a handoff to the halfback up the middle. A nice hole there for him. He's going to pick up about 8 yards on first down. And that carry was by number 36, Charlie Cousin-Ducharme, who's getting a lot of work so far tonight.
And one of the things that I have noticed, Bjarke, is that the Lakers certainly seem to be going to the right side a lot.
They sure do, absolutely. Clearly, they feel like that's a good spot. It looks like some big guys over there for them. It's not going to be anything based on the scouting report with the Tigers, really, unless they watch something about the scrimmage. But those are some pretty big people over at center. Looks like, actually, they have a large tight end, too, to go with their guard and their tackle. It is Olsen under center, man coming behind him. They're going to go right up the middle again with Cousin, and he's running. He's twisted. He slammed somebody over and kept spinning. That is going to be about a 14-yard gain for Cousin. They've come across midfield, and the Lakers are going to be looking at first and 10 from their own, from the Tiger 43-yard line.
And Ducharme on that play again, running right, just keeping those legs churning, running over one of the Tigers before he was finally brought down at the 43-yard line, 3rd and 2.
That was an impressive run because he was able to lower the boom on somebody, knock them over, and then able to spin and keep going. To be able to do that combination isn't always that common in Vermont high school football. The quarterback has three running backs in the backfield, one receiver out right. Now they're going up the middle, and they got a huge hole up the middle. It's going to be another 8-yard gain or so. This time it was Max Anderson running up the middle for the Colchester Lakers. It's going to be 2nd and short coming up for the Lakers, 2nd and about 2.
And one of the things that the Lakers have been able to do so far is use those big players up front and get some running room for not only Olsen, but also their running backs, and they are marching up the field again on this drive.
7:11 left to go in the first quarter. Colchester is leading the Tigers by a score of 8-6. Colchester's sitting with a 2nd and 2 on about the Tiger 36-yard line. Olsen's coming up under center. He has three running backs in a double wing. He has one wide receiver off to the right. They're using less spread than they were early in this game. Olsen calls it out. He's got a man in the motion from right to the left. He's going to keep it himself and dodge. Ooh, dangerous, leaving the ball out there. But he was able to pick up a short 2 yards and get a first down for the Colchester Lakers. It's going to be 1st and 10.
Three left to play first quarter. 8-6 Colchester. They do pick up the first down, 1st and 10.
There was a dangerous moment in there from the Colchester Laker perspective. As Olsen was trying to bounce around, he just stuck his hand out, leaving it like carrying a loaf of bread home from the grocery store. His coach is going to have a conversation with him about that. Here comes Olsen under center. He's got three running backs. He's got one wide receiver off to the left. He's calling it out, a man in motion from the left to the right. That man in motion is going to cut it up the middle. This time the Tiger defense does rally. A gang of Tigers, including Wyatt Cameron, are going to bring him down after a very short pickup. And it looks like there's a flag on the play. And that was 2 yards for number 26. But we'll see what the flag is. So he will get credit for the yards, but the Colchester Lakers will be walking backwards.
Dale Colley on that run for the Lakers. But as you said, that one is going to be marched back. And it is a hold against
Colchester. Hold against the Lakers. Well, they should not then give him the advancing of the ball. They should not give him that. It is going to be first and 15. Actually, first and about 17 for the Colchester Lakers. Penalty marked off from the point of the foul.
So the ball on the 41 right now. 6:09 left to play first quarter. 8-6 Colchester.
Olsen under center. There's wide receivers. One wide receiver. This guy's going to go right up the middle to their big fullback. He's going to gain a minimal gain, really, on that one. About 3 yards. Tiger defense starting to stiffen a little bit.
Yeah, in the last series of plays, the Tigers have done a nice job of slowing down any running on that right side. Maybe the coach has made some adjustment during that last, during that timeout or during that change, but they're doing a nice job of stopping those huge gains that we saw earlier in this quarter.
And it's going to be second and 15 coming up from the Colchester Lakers, sitting on the Middlebury Tiger 36-yard line. Olsen under center, three running backs, one wide receiver, and a nice hole opened up on the right side by those Lakers as they plow forward to about the 26-yard line. A group of Tigers coming up off of number 28, Quentin Hoskins. Tiger tacklers included number 76, Josh Kerr. It is going to be third and 5 here coming up for the Lakers. Actually, I'm going to get 3rd and 6.
I'd have to say this is probably one of the critical points in this first quarter. And if the Tigers are able to hold them here, they got a good chance of getting out of this with no additional damage done.
Interestingly, Bruce, that the Colchester Lakers have already had 6 players carry the football here so far in this game. And it's early. It's only 4:51 left to go in the first quarter, and the Lakers are going to take a quick timeout here and talk it over. Impressions so far, Bruce?
Well, one of the things that we've seen is that Colchester has certainly identified an area that they're able to succeed, and they've been doing that, running right and passing right on the Tigers so far. But again, as we mentioned in this last series, the Tigers doing a better job of, as you said, stiffing a little bit and stopping any really big gains.
And so the Lakers talking it over here. Tigers talking it over themselves over on the sideline. And one of the interesting adjustments that the Lakers, or things that the Lakers are doing, you don't see when they put a running back in motion. The running back's actually dropping back behind the quarterback, sometimes as far as 7 yards before the play begins. So glad to have that one player in motion. It's a really interesting thing. You don't see it very often. Different set, though, right now. Wilson's in the shotgun. 2 running backs, 3 wide receivers for the Lakers. He's calling it out. He's looking over right. It's going to be a bubble screen out to the left side. Man tries to make somebody miss. Excellent tackle over there on the far sideline. And it looks like that tackle was made by Tim Gettleman.
Wyatt Cameron also on the takedown there. That was a big play. That will make it 4th down.
I think that was negative 2 yards or so on the pass from Olsen to Hoskins.
And it looks like the Lakers are going to go for it here.
Not a terrible idea in some sense. The problem is that you can't really punt. They're sitting on the 28-yard line. Punting doesn't get you a lot. Going for it's a little, it's kind of the option that you have here. Olsen's going to try it out, and Olsen's going to get brought down, and it's going to be a sack. Let's see if we can see who the Tiger is who pulled him down.
I think it was Cameron, number 89.
Wyatt Cameron with a sack.
Boy, a big play by the Tiger defense.
Absolutely. Nice work there by Cameron.
4:01 left to play first quarter. 8-6 Colchester. But again, a turnover on downs. The Middlebury defense stiffening, stopping any further incursion into their territory. And so now the Tigers take over on the 31, 1st and 10.
With 4:01 left to go. Remember, this is actually the Tigers' first offensive play of the night. You have Gettleman under center, 3 running backs behind him. You've got Simon Fisher in motion, and you got the handoff to Buxton coming over on the left side. Excellent pursuit there by the Colchester Lakers. Looks like it's going to be a loss of 1 yard for Tyler Buxton.
And on that play, number 57, Justin DiTilio, had some penetration on the Middlebury line, bringing down Buxton.
It's going to be second down and about 11 for the Middlebury Tigers, sitting on their own 30-and-a-half-yard line. 3:32 left to go in the first quarter. Colchester 8, Tigers 6. Gettleman under center. He's got Buxton to his right. He's got Bryant, too, behind him. He's got Simon Fisher in motion. And it's going to go to the fullback, Bryant. He's got some space, and he's got some speed. Look at those wheels. He's going to get through. He broke through the line. He got to the 40. He's going to get to the 30. He's going to get... Keep going. He's going to keep fighting. He made it all the way through. What an incredible run. We talked about, is he going to have the strength? Incredible, incredible strength for the sophomore fullback.
Boy, what a nice job he did getting through midfield and just utilizing his blockers. He was, you know, held up a few times, but he kept running, kept those legs going, and it's a touchdown.
69-yard touchdown there for C.J. Bryant. Now, that's a way to say that you've come to play for the sophomore fullback.
Well, again, we talked in the pregame show about players making a statement first game of the season, and he may have just made a big one right there.
Phenomenal play. Really remarkable to think Tigers have scored on such long plays. Here to go. A little reminiscent of the Austin Robinson, Bobby Ritter days there for the Middlebury Tigers. And it is going to be Gettleman looking for a little bit of redemption here. No, they're going to fake it. Wyatt Cameron, who was holding it, is headed for the right pylon. He's going to make it in. Two-point conversion's good for the Tigers. It currently is 14-8. Middlebury over Colchester, 92-1 WVTK.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
Hey, it's Mike
and Shane
from Mike's Auto. Wow, summer's finally here. Now we need to get everybody's car ready for summer driving.
Yes, we do. Tires, tune-ups, air conditionings, brakes, shocks, struts. Hey, Dad, wouldn't it be easier to tell people what we don't do?
You're right, but I can't think of much we don't do.
We don't do muffler bearings, Johnson rods, or flux capacitors.
Well, you're right. If we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Remember the name, Mike's Auto and Towing, Elm Street, Middlebury.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And it's Gettleman kicking off. It's Olsen running it back, and he's having a nice run, the big guy is. He's going to get up across the 42-yard line right in the middle of the field. There's a flag on the play. We'll see what the call is. As of right now, a nice return for quarterback and kick returner Bailey Olsen.
And those flags came in kind of late. And so we'll see what that is.
Kind of got spun down. Sometimes when you get spun down, it's a face mask. We'll see what the call is. They can catch you sometimes. Personal foul, face mask. All right, it's good when we call it correctly. That's going to go against the Middlebury Tigers, and that's a tough one. Personal foul, it's going to be a 15-yard walk-off. Instead of being on the Lakers' side of the field, the Colchester Lakers are going to look to try to tie it up, starting from the Tigers' side of the field. It's going to be first and 10 from the 44. The Tigers are leading 14-8 with 2:59 left to go in the first quarter.
One of the things that we talked about in the pregame show was things happening in the preseason, players gaining experience. Really the first bit of adversity we've seen in this new season. Let's see what the Tigers are able to do with it.
Olsen under center with three running backs and one wide receiver. He's going to have it handing up the middle, a big fullback, a big old hole there, and he's running people over. There's nothing fancy there about what Kassan Ducharme does. He just runs people over. 8-yard gain. It's going to be a 6-yard gain. It's going to be second and four.
2:41 left to play first quarter, 14-8 Middlebury. And the story of this game is the big plays that Middlebury has scored on. An 85-yard run and then a 69-yard run. And it's been an exciting first quarter so far.
Olsen under center, three running backs, one wide receiver off to the right, handing up the middle to running backs again. A pair of Tigers come in and lay the boom, including Tyler Buxton was in on that hit, along with number 52, Josh Troutwine.
And the Middlebury front line there doing a nice job bottling up the Laker attack.
That was about a three-yard run for number 28, Quentin Hoskins. It is going to be third and one. 1:59 left to go on the clock in the first quarter. Tigers leading 14-8. Colchester right now, this is a big play for them.
Yeah, it certainly is. Again, we'll see if the Middlebury defense is able to hold them.
And here they come up. Olsen is no longer under center. It is Luli Powell. And they are running up the middle with confidence right now against the Tigers. That is a big pickup from the 35 down to the 21. That was a 14-yard gain by number 28, Quentin Hoskins.
And again, in this series, it seems that the Lakers have gotten their confidence or their mojo back or whatever you want to call it, because they've got a couple of big chunks of yardage going either center or slightly to the right, as they've done earlier in this quarter.
First and 10 set up for the Colchester Lakers from the Tiger 21. They are back with Powell under center. Three running backs, two receivers this time. They hand it off to the man coming across the middle. He's making people miss, working over towards that left side, dodging, and Tigers are breaking him down, but it takes them a while. One outcome of the Tigers not being a large team, Bruce, is it appears it takes a lot of them to bring down individual running backs.
Yeah, they ran left that time and ran towards the left sideline, and a nice gain on that play for the Lakers.
It's Max Anderson on the carry there for the Colchester Lakers. And looks like
there might have been a flag at the end of that play because the official is...
Yep, they are calling it back. That was what stopped the Lakers last drive. They were moving pretty well and then ended up getting into a first and 17, which stopped them. This one is going to end up being a first and 15.
Well, let's remember, Bjarke, that earlier in this series, it was a big penalty on Middlebury that put the ball on their side of the field. So let's see what the eventual outcome of this is.
Opening night jitters. Powell under center, handing it off to the running back right up the middle. A gang of Tigers come swarming him, including Wyatt Cameron there in the middle, along with number 51, who is Riley Brown, and on the tackle. Not much of a gain there. Looks like it's going to be second and about 14.
And coming up on 30 seconds remaining in the first quarter, 14-8 Middlebury.
As Colchester Lakers talk it over, they are in no rush to move too quickly out there. And it is first, second, and 14 here. And is Brown now back in the shotgun? I'm sorry. The shotgun looks like he's going to look right. He's got a man wide open again. This time it's Olsen over on that right sideline. So far the defensive backs are having trouble. That play's worked several times. The ball went from the 27 down to about the 13-yard line. We'll give him a 14-yard gain on that play.
Yeah, it was a nice gain there. However, that was not a good-looking pass. And Olsen doing a nice job to haul that in.
It's interesting. Olsen's listed as a wide receiver. He started out at quarterback tonight. They've now switched, and it is Luli Powell. In Welsh, you'd actually pronounce that Fwaley. But it's Luli Powell out there for the Lakers. And Powell is under center with three running backs and one wide receiver, Olsen, off to his right. He drops back, hands it off to the running back, trying to work the middle. A group of Tigers comes up, lays the heat, but he manages to keep his head down. There were about seven Tigers on top of Hoskins, and he was able to burrow forward for a couple of yards. It looks like it's going to be on the edge of a first down. Not quite far enough, I think. That is the end of the quarter. It is 14-8, Tigers over Colchester on 92.1 WVTK.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then it's a mini big deal.
Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Sky is getting darker and the lights are blazing here in Colchester, Vermont. We're entering the second quarter as the Middlebury Tigers take on the Colchester Lakers on 92.1 WVTK. It's opening night and it's been an exciting start. The Tigers are leading 14-8. Keep in mind, the Tigers have only had two offensive plays, but one included a 69-yard touchdown by sophomore fullback C.J. Bryant. The other one was an 85-yard kick return by Ian Plouffe. And so right now, we are set up. Colchester's looking at, they gave them the first down. Colchester's looking at a first and 10 from the 10-yard line. And it looks like they're going to try to run up the middle with Olsen, I believe, on the play. It's Plouffe and a few others on top of him. No, that's not Olsen. That's Max Anderson carrying the ball. And he's going to pick up about 5 yards on that carry. They're going to be looking at second and about four, but they're getting very close to the touch. Second and five, they're getting close. They're at about the 6-yard line.
And senior center Josh Kerr doing a nice job plugging up the middle there and helping to bring him down.
It is going to be second and five from, actually they're giving it about the 7. And here they come up. It is going to be Powell under center. He's got one wide receiver to the left. That's Olsen. He's got three running backs in the backfield with him. He's calling it out. He's going to hand it to the fullback up the middle, who easily steamrolls in for the 7-yard gain. That is a touchdown for number 43, Max Anderson.
And again, on that play, as soon as the ball was hiked, Anderson just kept those legs moving and ran right through the middle. Touchdown for Colchester.
So far this game, which is currently a 14-14 tie, but Colchester's going to be looking to put some extra points on the board. So far it is not a game that has featured a lot of defense from either side.
No, and I think at halftime, I think both coaches are going to talk about tightening the defense up. Defensively, not a strong game so far for either team.
Colchester's going to look to take the lead here in a 2-point conversion. They have Olsen off to the left, one other wide receiver off to the left, and three running backs in the backfield. And he's going to drop back, toss it up. Oh, intercepted by a Tiger. He's in the end zone, but because it's intercepted in the end zone on a 2-point conversion, it is not run back. Nice job there by TJ Gettleman. It's 14-14 on 92.1 WVTK.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
If you like scoring, you're going to like this one. Right now, Tyler Buxton's in the process of returning a kickoff against the Colchester Lakers, running over a few people, making it up to the 38-yard line, and that's where the Tigers are going to take over. It's 14-14. Teams are all tied up. Right now, the story of the game so far has been big plays on the part of the Middlebury Tigers and many plays and successful plays on the part of the Colchester Lakers. So the Colchester's going to see if they can tighten up their defense. Tigers are going to see if they can keep the big plays going. This is only going to be their third play from scrimmage, and it is going to be Tim Gettleman under center with one running back and four wide receivers, two split on either side. He's got Buxton coming in motion from the right to the left, and they're going with C.J. Bryant right up the middle. He's making hay while the sun shines. Went up the middle for about a 15-yard gain, crossing over the 50-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 from the Tigers at the Colchester 45.
And Bryant already in just a quarter and a half has really made an impact in this game. Earlier in the game with that 69-yard touchdown run on that one, another 15-yard gain running right through the middle. So C.J. Bryant, the 6'1" 160,
and they're going to keep feeding him. He's working over to that left side. He's going to plow forward for 7 yards. And we need to say this, if we're going to give Bryant credit for this, and he deserves it, the line is doing an excellent job up holes. He is not a huge guy. Colchester's not getting to his body very early, and he's able to keep churning out yards.
Yeah, certainly that is exactly the case. Brian listed at 6'1" 160, but certainly a speedy player.
Gettleman under center with four wide receivers. Ole Bryant behind in the backfield. They're going to go to him again. Why not? And this time Colchester is wise to it. They come up and ring him pretty good. Number 59, Kevin Corrier, along with a few people. And number 40, Lucas McClanahan. And that is going to be maybe no gain on that play. We'll give him no gain. It's going to be third and five. 9:56 left to go in the second. All tied up at 14. We'll probably take away one on that run. Again, third and five from the 40. And it's Gettleman with, again, four wide receivers and only Bryant in the backfield. Clearly trying to spread the team out. Gettleman's going to throw it over to Fisher over on the left side, able to get past the first down marker, and even more, getting down to about the 27-yard line. That's going to be a 13-yard gain on that pass.
And Middlebury doing a nice job on this play of mixing it up a little bit, little running, little passing. And I think on that play, they caught the Lakers by surprise a little bit. A nice job by the Tigers.
They did. And one thing we're seeing, we talked about, what are the Tigers going to do? They're not a huge team. What they're doing is creating space. They're using a spread offense, essentially, where they have two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Nope. Right now, they go back to the old wing tee. Here we go. It is Gettleman under center. Bryant behind him. Fisher and Buxton in the game. They're going to go to Bryant, and right now they're keying on Bryant a little more. They got three hats on him as soon as he crossed the line. Still managed to pick up about 3 yards. It's going to be second at about seven coming up for the Middlebury Tigers.
You know, Bjarke, one of the things that it's been that both teams have actually been pretty good at doing so far, we haven't had any turnovers yet at all, despite some play with the ball by Colchester that might make their coach a little bit nervous. I think Mr. Olson might have got a talking to in between quarters, but again, no turnovers yet, so that has not been a factor yet.
It has not, as the Tigers set up second and seven from the 26-yard line, from the Colchester 26-yard line, scores 14-14 with 8:43 left to go in the second quarter. Gettleman has everybody in the wing tee. This time he's going to keep it himself. He's getting pursued. He gets smothered when he throws. It goes down and falls harmlessly down near the end zone. He got hit right as he was releasing. That's a dangerous point for a quarterback. That line's going to need to keep him a little more clean.
Yeah, for the Lakers, number 40, Lucas McClanahan came right through and hit Gettleman just as he released the ball. Unfortunately, he got up quickly and he's fine, but they're definitely going to have to do a little bit better job of protecting him.
Third
on that side.
Third and seven, big play for the Tigers here from the 26 of the Lakers. We got Buxton in motion from the right to the left. We have Gettleman keeping it on, a quarterback keeper. He's going to get a first down over that left side. Moving forward, busted through people, down close to the end zone. He's going to go out at about the, we're going to call it the 3-yard line, and then maybe adjust it. 23-yard gain there by Tim Gettleman. Big plays here so far by the Middlebury Tigers.
Yeah, the Tigers doing a nice job. Gettleman running left there right along the sideline. And picking up, as you mentioned, 23 yards.
It is going to be first and goal for the Middlebury Tigers from the 4. 8:19 left to go in the second quarter. Game's tied up. Tigers looking to get in the lead. Gettleman under center. He's got wide three running backs and only one receiver out on the left side. And that's not listed on my program. Gettleman's going to keep it himself, take it over to the right side. Boy, he's got wheels. That's a touchdown for the Middlebury Tigers. Boy, both teams are really making work here tonight so far. Nice job. 4-yard touchdown run by Tim Gettleman. Line kept him clean that time. Nobody even came near him.
Yeah, the line offered him some great protection there as he ran right. and was able to get into the end zone unscathed, untouched.
We've got a barn burner here so far. 8 minutes left to go in the second quarter. It's 20-14, and yet the Tigers are looking to put more points on the board with the extra point. So far, after their touchdowns, the Tigers have missed a kick by Gettleman. Then they made a two-point conversion when Wyatt Cameron was able to throw the ball to Simon Fisher and for the two-point conversion. And we'll see what happens here. This time it's going to be Gettleman with the kick. Is up, and it is good. 21-14, 92-1, WVTK.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Archery season is fast approaching, so make sure you drop into the shop and make sure your bow is tuned up and dialed in opening day on October 6th. We have great deals on crossbows and compound bows and a variety of arrows. We can check your draw length and bowstring to make sure you're ready for the range. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, vtfieldsports.com. Remember, always hunt safe and hunt smart. Thanks and have a great day.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
You want scoring? We've got scoring. 21-14 here. The Tigers, who are leading with 21, and now kicked it off the middle. And it's Olsen running the ball back. He's going to get to about the 36-yard line. And it looked like it was Wyatt Cameron on that hit for the Tigers. Colchester trailing by a touchdown and look to get moving back down the field again.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, it has been one of those games where if you like scoring, you're going to be loving this. But I think during the halftime, I think the coaches that preach the defensive part of the ball are going to have a little stuff to talk about.
Especially when you look at the, the weeks coming up here. It does not. We'll talk about this later. The schedule does not favor the Middlebury Tigers. This defense, it's a good night for them to learn how to stiffen up tonight, these young Tigers. And right now, we have Powell under center. Powell's going to hand it back, and the ball's on the ground. The ball's on the ground. It's picked up by a Tiger. Ian Plouffe is able to pick it up. Tigers, leading now by a touchdown, are going to have the ball on the 36-yard line, the 37-yard line of the Colchester Lakers.
And I believe, if I recall, that we just said a few moments ago that turnovers had not been a part of this game. Well, guess what? That's how quickly it can change. And again, a turnover in a critical part of the field. Plouffe doing a nice job recovering that after it was stripped. And so it's going to be on the 36, first and 10 for the Tigers, with a good chance to add to their 7-point lead. 7:48 left to play, second quarter, 21-14 Tigers.
Yeah, that fumble was out of the hands of Max Anderson, who's had a great night tonight. But that fumble's not going to help. And here come the Tigers. It's Gettleman under center with two wide receivers and three running backs in the double wing. He's got Fisher in motion. They're going to try to hand it to Bryant up the middle. And Bryant ends up with three Lakers on top of him, and led by Dom Trevisiani. And that's going to be a three-yard gain for the Tigers. It's going to be second and about seven from the 33-yard line.
So we have a second down and seven here. Tigers waiting for the play to be sent in from the sideline.
7:19 left to go in the second quarter, and the Tigers, looking to get more on the board, are leading 21-14. Gettleman's under center. Tigers are back in the spread with only a single tailback. This time it's going to be number 13, not on my roster. And it's thrown out to the wide open man on the left side. Excellent gain from the 33 down to about the 16. Nice pick up there of about 17 yards. Received by Simon Fisher, I believe, number 11. But there is a flag on the play. We'll see what happened here. And it looks like it's going to go against the Tigers, certainly, because they are not matriculating their way down the field. Wyatt Cameron, one of the captains, is having a conversation with the officials. But this is certainly going to go for Tigers. What was a very auspicious play there is now going to go deeply against the Tigers. They're walking backwards. The people with the jerseys on, the stripes on, are walking back and back and back. This is going to be a very long penalty. Not sure what it's for. We're not getting real motion from the officials, but it is going to be from the Colchester 48. My goodness, this is going to be a 18-20, about a second and 26. And here comes CJ working over here on the near side. CJ Bryant trying to punish people at the end of the run, and he does. He's going to get a lot back here as he's going to gain about 10, about 15 yards on that carry, but still they're going to have a ways to go because they were back so far.
They say that he got 11 on
11
that
11 on that play, a little different than my math, but that's all right. They also say there's 48 yards. They also said there are a longer way to go than there was.
Yeah, that's off a bit.
So it is going to be a third and about 9 coming up from the 35-yard line of the Colchester Lakers for the Tigers. Gettleman has it, hands it to C.J. Bryant up the middle. Bryant's being covered up. He's trying to stay alive. And he gets not. He gets dragged down. He's going to learn, Bruce. His coach is going to talk to him. Go down a little faster. He's fighting too hard. And right now, he's coming up slowly.
Yeah.
There's a certain point in football. You get caught up, just go down.
Absolutely, because you need that energy later in the game.
And you don't want extra people coming in high or low trying to clock you. So that was a one-yard gain there for CJ. Tigers looking at a 4th and 8. A 4th and about 9, maybe, from the 33 of the Lakers. It'll be interesting to see what the call is. Again, they're kind of in that in-between zone. You're sitting at the 34. A punt doesn't do you a whole lot of good, especially if you can't cough and corner it right over into the side. So what do you do here? Do you try to make 8 yards? I bet the Tigers will, leading by 21-14.
Yeah, I would think they might, considering that this has not really been a defensive struggle in this game so far, and the Tigers have had success, some big plays so far in this game. C.J. Bryant, Ian Plouffe have had a big first half, and so we'll see what the Tigers are able to come up with here. But for the Lakers, they really need a stop here.
Ian Plouffe absolutely has had. It's really important to note that. Ian Plouffe, keep in mind, had an 85-yard kick return to get the party started for the Tigers. And then he also just fumbled, recovered a fumble, which stopped the Colchester Lakers, really, for practically the first time tonight, and got the Tigers moving down the field. Big play here, though. 6 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Tigers lead 21-14, but it's a 4th and 8 from the Lakers, 34. Gettleman under center. He's got two wide running backs in the back. Actually, they're really more in a spread. Two wide receivers to the left, two in to the right. And they have a man in the background field, number 33. Gettleman drops back. He's looking downfield. Gets punished again. He throws. Intercepted at the 16-yard line. Being returned. Don't take the man down. Olsen's going to run it out at the 36-yard line. Interception there for Gettleman. And after the play, we're going to have a hanky come in. A little bit of unsportsmanlike conduct, one would expect. And Olsen has run over to the sideline, is cheering on the audience here with a very large turnover chain. Spirits of the Miami Hurricanes down there for Bailey Olsen as they talk it out. But that is going to be an interception, either way you cook it, for T.J. Gettleman.
So again, the turnover that they had losing the ball did not turn out to hurt the Lakers.
It did not, no. As turnovers now, Jed Malcolm, early here as he stopped by in the press box, mentioned he got to limit those turnovers. And right now for the Tigers, you hope that one doesn't spring up and hurt him here. Defense is going to have to hold tight. Right now the Tigers try to work their way into the officials' huddle here as the officials talk it out. They're standing at about the 45-yard line. Looks like a slightly complicated thing they're trying to figure out.
Well, it's interesting. The players that are near the officials are indicating, the Middlebury players that are near the officials are indicating that it's against Colchester.
Probably a little bit of overexcitement there on the part of Colchester as they celebrated. For those who didn't get my reference to the turnover chain, last year the Miami Hurricanes became quite famous for this large, gaudy chain that when somebody would make an important turnover, that player would then be standing on the sideline wearing it. Colchester clearly has one. It's an anchor. Makes sense for the Colchester Lakers. Bailey Olsen came right over here on the running track, was standing in front of the crowd, whipping it around. They're pumped. First night of the season. It is going to be a hold on the return against the Lakers, so it will go against them. Looks like actually also a penalty against the Tigers. We will see if they are offsetting.
Well, looks like we had a hold and then a personal foul.
There you go. So it's going to go against the Lakers a little bit more than it will against the Tigers. Lakers are going to have the first down. It looks like from the 30. Now they're walking it back the other way. Confusing night here for the officials in this moment. Either way, wow, they really are walking it back. It is going to be first and 10 from exactly the 50 for the Colchester Lakers here. 5:48 left to go in the second quarter. Middlebury Tigers are leading the Lakers by a score of 21-14.
So that was a big penalty.
Absolutely was.
5:48 left to play, second quarter, 21-14 Middlebury. It's a first and 10.
And right now for both teams, you have to feel like some things have gone well. You have to feel like some things have gone wrong. Colchester Lakers probably feeling fortunate to only be down 7 just because of the way things have recently transpired. They still have, the Lakers do, Lely Powell in the backfield. He's running back, looking downfield. He's got Olsen coming wide open against his man. Thrown out of his hands. He had beaten Tyler Buxton down the left sideline, reached out. Ball was maybe a tiny bit overthrown. I think that's what Olsen's going to want back.
Yeah, I think so, too. Honestly, I was kind of surprised he didn't dive for that, to be honest with you, because he did have his man beat, but he dropped it, and so it comes back. And for the Tigers, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, certainly. But Olsen showed some separation. Tyler Buxton's a fast dude. And for Olsen to be able to do that, Olsen is quite a bit bigger. That was a little scary for the Tigers. They now have Powell under center with three running backs. Powell's going to hand it off up the middle of a big fullback. Huge hole on the right side. No Tigers with him. He's getting down to the 20, down to the 10. Will they be able to bring it down before the touchdown zone? We will see what the officials call. Looks like he's going to be out of bounds at about the 1 yard line. That was a 49-yard run by Chrisson Ducharme.
And Ducharme again, as we've talked about a lot of this game, Bjarke running right, 49-yard pickup. And they're saying that it is first and goal now on the 2.
First and goal. Big plays now coming both ways here. One would expect some Chrisson Ducharme coming up the middle here if you're the Middlebury Tigers. And it is going to be Powell under center. Powell's going to hand it out to number 28, who's going to plow forward, and he gets in. It's Colchester back on the board. Quentin Hoskins with a 2-yard touchdown run at 5:11 of the second quarter.
And so the seesaw battle continues.
It sure does. Again, if you want offense, this is your game. 5:11 left to go in the second quarter. Right now it's 21-20 Tigers, but Colchester's going to look to put more points on the board. So far, they have been opting to try to kick it, or try to, I'm sorry, go for 2 points conversions. The last time they went for a 2-point conversion, the quarterback Powell was intercepted by Tim Gettleman in the end zone. Powell's under center again. He's got one wide receiver off to the right. He's got three running backs in the backfield. He's got a man in motion. He's going to turn it. He's going to run out to his left. Bootleg out to the right side. Multiple Lakers. I think they got in each other's way, and that's no good. They had too many Lakers in one spot. And it is going to be 21-20. Tigers still on top on 92.1 WVTK.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
High school football is on 92.1
WVTK.
And we're back, and as he returned, Ian Plouffe is running the ball up the field on a kickoff, and he had an excellent run, sprung by excellent blocking on the left side by the special teams. He made it across the midfield and gets driven out and driven down at about the 45-yard line. That's where the Tigers are going to take over. The 45-yard of the Lakers is where the Tigers are going to take over. First and 10, 5:01 left to go in only the second quarter, Bruce. The score is 21-20, Tigers.
And that was a 40-yard kickoff return. And again, speed has been the name of the game so far tonight for the Tigers and both teams. I'll tell you what, at the beginning of the game, if you told me we'd have 41 points on the board and the second quarter isn't over yet, I would not have believed you.
Absolutely crazy. Gettleman under center. He's got three running backs in the wing tee. Simon Fisher in motion from left to right. Gettleman's going to keep it himself. Try to move over. Boy, is he fast. He springs up the middle. Break it away. Pull it back. He's down to the 20. He's still shedding people. He's down to the 15. What hard running. An incredible combination of physicality and speed for the quarterback as he got about 32 yards on that run.
Yeah, he just kept those legs churning, running right and then left and picking up a huge gain.
So he went from the 45 to the 14. So actually would give him a 31
yard run there.
And here they go, first and 10 for the Tigers on the 14-yard line of Colchester. Back and forth they go. Gettleman's under center. He's got Buxton moving from right to left. He's got a tackle moving too early. That is going to be a false start on number 51, Riley Brown. So for the Tigers, though, it's certainly a good position here going along as the second quarter rolls along.
You know, as the game has gone along, though, really not too many penalties in this game.
No, absolutely not. But a couple have been important. There was one that really essentially killed a drive for Colchester. But some of the other ones that have happened really haven't had too much of an impact along the way. I think when you're such, both teams are capable of such big plays, penalties hurt you a little less.
Sure do.
Gettleman under center. He's got three running backs. He's got Buxton moving from right to left. And he's got Bryant working his way up the middle. Bryant again gets crushed by three people as he stands up tall. A gain, though, on that play of about 7 yards. It is going to be second and about eight.
So 6 yard gain there, second and nine from the Laker 19, or 13, excuse me.
And right now, Bryant has carried his share of the load. All but five rushes have been for C.J. Bryant. And they're going to continue that again. This time, though, as he comes across the line of scrimmage, he is absolutely stuck. They're claiming that the ball was on the ground. We'll see what actually happens there. But it was a hard hit by number 58, Dom Trevisani. And given the fact that nobody seems to be changing too much, that was over-exuberance on the part of the Colchester Lakers, thinking they had the ball. It is going to be about third and 10, though, after that lost yard. Third and 10 from the 13, Tigers leading 21-20. 3:04 left to go in the second quarter.
And a big play here for both teams.
And Gettleman under center with his three running backs in the wing tee. He's got Fisher in motion from the left to the right. He's going to roll out. Gettleman is. He's got people around him. He threw it to Buxton. Buxton was coming down on the ground. Did they give him the catch? It looks like they did. So there's no question there of whether they trapped. That was a nice pickup there from the 14 down to the 5. Nice 9-yard gain or so. Is that going to be a first down? No, it's going to be fourth down and about one. They're going to be going for it, of course, at this juncture.
Well, this is certainly a big juncture in the game here. Colchester really needs a stop, and Middlebury can certainly use some more points on the board as this has definitely not been a defensive struggle so far.
No, it is not. Second reception on the night for the Middlebury Tigers. First one for Tyler Buxton, a 9-yard pickup. Middlebury Tigers are going to take a timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Bruce, 2:02 left to go in the second quarter. Tigers leading 21-20. You know, it's interesting. Even though they've both been very successful, you have to feel that both teams are kind of hanging on by their fingertips a little bit. It seems like it could get out of control either way. for these teams.
No, absolutely. I mean, again, I'm sure the coaches on both sides that coach offense are ecstatic about this.
Sure.
21 points, that's a lot of points. 21 and 20 points, respectively. But you and I were just talking during the break there. You don't have a sense that either team right now is going to make a big stop in a big place.
No, you don't. And there's times you need them. Right now, for example, it's a 4th and 2. Many times, if you're playing a lot of teams, a lot of different times, boy, 4th and 2 is a tough thing. The way C.J. Bryant's been getting yards, the way Tim Gettleman's been getting yards when he runs, you almost feel 4th and 2 is a little bit of a gimme here for the Tigers. You don't want to jinx them, but they've been getting big holes there for that offensive line. However, Bryant is not in. Right now, it's Thatcher Trudeau in at fullback for the Tigers. Gettleman gets it. He's going to keep it himself, running out to that left side. Excellent block by Trudeau out there on the left side. Gettleman's going to pick up that first down for sure. He's going to get a touchdown. 5-yard touchdown run by Tim Gettleman, sprung there by Thatcher Trudeau with the excellent block from the fullback position.
You know, one of the things that we've mentioned a number of times tonight is the excellent job that the Middlebury line has done, giving their runners and Gettleman especially time to get out there. It took him some while to get to the left side of the field, and he did a nice job picking up a touchdown. Right now, 27-20, the Tigers lead with 1:53 left in the first half.
And right now, looks like they're going to go in and see what they can do here for an extra point. It's going to be Gettleman giving it a try. Right now, Gettleman is 1 for 2. A couple other things have happened along the way for the Tigers. And it is going to be snapped. The kick is up. The kick is good. 28-20 with 1:53 left to go in the first half on 92.1 WVTK.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, buy, ready, buy, ready. Hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest, mattresses. Hubbardton Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemur, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs. And Telescope Casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
After a short kickoff return, after the touchdown, after the Gettleman touchdown, the Colchester Lakers are in the two-minute drill here. 1:47 left to go. They are looking at 1st and 10 from the 36-yard line. The score right now is 28-20, Middlebury Tigers over the Colchester Lakers. Here come the Lakers up to the line. They are going to have Powell back in the shotgun. He's going to have two wide receivers to his right, two to his left, one running back in the backfield. Actually, Olsen moves from the left to the right. It's going to be a little bubble screen out to that left side. Pretty effective play there as that play went out to number two, Tyler Daniels. But a gang of Tigers, including number three, Isaiah Bullock, come up to make that tackle. Pretty nice gain there, 6-yard throw from the quarterback to Tyler Daniels. Now it is going to be 2nd and 4 from the 42-yard line of the Colchester Lakers. Daniels motion from left to the right. It is going to be the quarterback dropping back, looking downfield, blocked up in the air. Wyatt Cameron, excellent job of coming in from the left defensive end position and knocking that thing down. It is going to be 3rd and 4. 1:07 left to go in the second quarter. Tigers leading 28-20. Ball is sitting at the 42 of the Colchester Lakers.
And a nice play there by the Middlebury defense to get pressure there and knock that ball down.
Wyatt Cameron, a senior co-captain on this Tiger team, an important player last year, but even more important here as the Tigers go into 2018. And now it's one wide receiver off to the right, two wide receivers off to the right, two running backs in the backfield for Colchester, man in motion. But it's going to be a man coming up the middle, and he's going to get the first down on a very solid run. That's going to be gain of about 10 yards for number 28, Quinton Hoskins, who's had a little bit of a quietly solid night here for Colchester.
Yeah, again, on that play, they ran left and getting right to midfield at the 49.5-yard line.
But for Colchester, they now have a first and 10 from the 49, but time's ticking, 52 seconds left to go in the first half. Quarterback's back in the shotgun. All of his players over on his left, including Olsen. He looks downfield. Easy pitch and catch out to Olsen on the left sideline. Driven out of bounds by number 43. That is Mason Kaufman on the tackle for the Middlebury Tigers. It is going to be second and about 7. One advantage, though, for Colchester is that stopped the clock.
Yeah, and they also still have 3 timeouts.
And with that, 41-4, remember, it's 28-20 in, yes, the first half. There's 41 seconds left to go in this first half. The Tigers are leading 28-20, but Colchester's beginning to try to threaten. They're looking at a second and about 7 from the 47. And the quarterback is sitting back. He's got Olsen moving from his right to left. He's got two receivers on left. Oh, almost gets intercepted by C.J. Bryant. Immediately threw it out there. It was though Bryant was just standing there and he didn't notice him. It's going to be 3rd and 7 from the 47 for Colchester.
It was almost like the ball was there so quickly he didn't expect it to be there.
Oh, certainly for Bryant. Yeah, he never would have expected it. If he just stood there, the guy was going to throw it off his head. Powell's had some accuracy things so far tonight. He has 4 completions. He has 3 incompletions. But should be noted that one of those completions was a 2-point conversion. All right, Powell's in the backfield. He's got 2 wide receivers to the right. He's got running backs in the backfield with him. He's looking downfield, looking for a quick pass. Throws it way up, kind of a jump ball. He's very lucky that was not intercepted. Gettleman was almost underneath. It looks like he got kind of thrown off by his own man. It's going to be 4th and 7 for the Colchester Lakers from their 47. 32 seconds left to go in the first half.
Yeah, you're right, because he had plenty of time to throw that, and that ball was up in the air a long time and very nearly intercepted on the right sideline by the Tigers.
Right now for the Lakers, interesting to see what they do here. I mean, you have a chance to take one shot. You also run the risk of giving the ball back to the Tigers, and it looks like for that reason they're going to be punting it away. Oh, Colchester takes the timeout. We're going to stay right here, though. No, sorry, the Tigers take a timeout. That was the officials pointing the wrong way. We'll stay right here and talk about this situation. Colchester's in an interesting spot. Normally, with 30 seconds left to go in a quarter, you can usually punt it away with a fair sense if you could get it down close to the end zone. You know, it's going to be the end of the quarter. Right now, with the way the Tigers have been playing, with the inability of both teams really to stop people with any consistency, any play you make that gives the opportunities to the other team is a dangerous play.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, based on what we've seen in this first quarter, this first half, rather, 48 points. And both defenses not really playing that well. The offense is lighting it up. And so you're exactly right. You don't want to give them another opportunity to put more points on the board, especially near the end of the first half.
And the interesting question, and I don't know we're going to get an answer to it tonight, is are these offenses really good? Are these defenses not quite ready to go for the first night of the season? That'll be interesting to figure out. It's going to be a punt here from the 43-yard line of the Lakers. A pretty decent punt given the need of the moment. It's going to bounce at the 22 and fall quite harmlessly at about the 12-yard line, about the 13-yard line. And that's when the Tigers are going to take over with 20 seconds left to go in the second quarter, leading by a score of 28-20.
So as we approach halftime, the first halftime of the 2018 season, I think it's safe to say that both coaches are going to have some things to chat about in the halftime intermission.
It's opening night for everyone, my friend. Opening night for everyone. We'd like to remind you the Middlebury Tiger football is brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. They have parts for the car, truck, boat, and even the 18-wheelers. And also brought to you by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. It's like, well, they're talking it over. We would also like to thank another important sponsor, Monument Farms of Weybridge. Can't forget them and all they do for the Middlebury Tigers, for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. Right now, the Tigers are just going to take a knee, content to let the first half run out here. It is 28-20 on the Middlebury Tigers leading the Colchester Lakers in the first half of the first game of the Middlebury Tigers season. We'll step aside. We'll be right back for all the halftime on 92.1 WVTK.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two for one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Your local Napa Auto Parts store, Court Street, Middlebury, has you covered with all the parts you'll ever need to get the job done right. Brett and the staff have parts for the car, the truck, the boat, and the 18-wheeler. Napa in Middlebury is fully stocked and they're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, and weekends, 8 till noon. When it comes to trust, you can always trust Brett and the staff at your local Napa Auto Parts store, 13 Court Street in Middlebury.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're well underway here. It's halftime of week one of the 2018 football season. You're listening to the Middlebury Tigers take on the Colchester Lakers. And right now, the Middlebury in Colchester. And right now, the Middlebury Tigers are leading the Lakers by a score of 28-20. Yes, my friends, 28-20. And Bruce, I think that probably has to be the main storyline so far out of this game.
Well, I think you're certainly right. We talked about in the pregame show the coaches were going to find out where their strong parts of their team were and where some of the areas are that they need to work on. And listen, we've seen one half of football, but it has not been a strong defensive game for either side. On the other hand, however, the glass is half full. the offenses have put up 48 combined points, and there have been some big plays for both teams.
There absolutely have been. Let's look and see what some of those big plays were. Certainly started off with an 85-yard kick return by Ian Plouffe in terms of the big plays. The game has also featured a 69-yard run by sophomore C.J. Bryant, who has been a revelation here for these Middlebury Tigers. He has 114 yards in the first half and a touchdown to stay with the Tiger side of the docket right now. Some nice plays by Tim Gettleman, including a 23 and 32-yard run, but it was his two touchdown runs of 4 and 5 yards that have put the Tigers in such good place along the way. Looking over at the other side for Colchester here in this first half, they haven't had as many kind of large plays, but we should point out the hard, strong work of number 36, Charlie Casson Ducharme. Right now, he has run for 95 yards along the way. And certainly number 28, Quentin Hoskins, has run for 59 yards and a touchdown. So a lot of things, but let's talk a little bit, if we could, about C.J. Bryant. It's been quite a half for the young man.
Yeah, it certainly has. I mean, the speed that he has been displaying is amazing. And again, maybe something for Coach Smith to utilize as the season goes on. Don't know if he knew that going into the season, but you know what? It's on display tonight.
Well, he had, you know, I think there's an interesting situation as a coach where, you know, certainly for coaches like Coach Smith, Coach Newseder, and Coach Malcolm, they probably have a pretty good sense of how things are generally going to go. But you don't necessarily know until you try it. And they have to feel good about how it's gone with inserting a sophomore who is not a big guy in at fullback.
Well, again, doing it in practice and doing it in a game, two completely different things. He's done it in a game, but we saw some things, and we mentioned this, that his coaches are going to talk to him about improving on. Going down a little bit earlier when you've got nine people on top of you, not wasting energy. So again, boy, but there's a lot to be positive about. Certainly.
There certainly is. So positive things, also some things to be worked on in the timeout as Colchester and the Tigers are in the locker room right now. We're going to step aside for a moment, and we're going to come back, talk a little bit about this game, and also give you a sense of what's going on around the league here tonight. You're listening to Tiger Football. The Tigers are leading 28-20 over Colchester in game one of the regular season. It's Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at champlainvalleyproperty.com.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to halftime on WVTK as you listen to the Middlebury Tigers take on the Colchester Lakers in game one of the 2018 season. It should be noted, of course, given that it's Friday night, this is not the only game going on around the state. Certainly some notable ones. BFA is going to be taking on CVU tomorrow. in Hinesburg. Other games of note, the Seawolves, the combined South Burlington-Burlington team, are going to be inaugurating their season as they take on Essex in South Burlington. Games of note that we should note, the biggest one certainly of the weekend is going to be Hartford against St. Johnsbury up in St. Johnsbury. Certainly had a rematch of last year's championship game. St. Johnsbury has lost a ton of players, but they retain their excellent All-State quarterback. So that's going to be something interesting to watch. And that game's going to be interesting to watch, Bruce, because the Middlebury Tigers take on the Hartford Hurricanes at Doc Collins Field in Middlebury next week.
Well, again, you mentioned earlier in the show, Bjarke, that the schedule that the Tigers have definitely does not favor them, so it's important to get a win in this game tonight.
Yeah, just to mention, since you mentioned that schedule, they are going to start off against Colchester here tonight. Then it's going to be Hartford. It's going to be St. Johnsbury. It's going to be the Bob Whites of St. Albans, who knocked the Tigers out of the playoffs last year. Then the Rutland Raiders, who are always tough. It's going to be a rematch of probably the most exciting game we saw last year, a last-second heartbreaker for the Raiders. Then it's going to be off in Burton Academy against the Bulldogs. Burton is always among the class of Division II, along with Fairhaven, our neighbors down the road. Then they're going to end the season with Burlington, and Burlington's going to be a combined. Remember, it's Burlington and South Burlington. That's a lot of athletes. And then it'll be the CVU Redhawks to finish out the season. None of those games are cupcakes. In fact, this is the one that's the easiest on the schedule on paper. We know on paper is different than in reality, but for right now.
Well, again, getting that first win under your belt, even if it is, quote-unquote, theoretically the easiest one, it is important because you want to build momentum, especially with a younger team. But I think it's safe to say, and we'll see what happens in the second half, because coaches are definitely going to make adjustments as we get ready to start the second half. But again, both teams, I think it's safe to say, have some things that they can work on as we start the second half. Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WBTK, brought to you in part by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store, and so much more. Denneker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. On Route 7 South in Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet. Find new roads. LaBerge Insurance Agency Incorporated, for all your insurance needs on Washington Street in Middlebury. Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold Jewelry on Main Street in downtown Middlebury and at autumngoldjewelry.com. The National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Brandon, Hinesburg, Vergennes, and online at nbvt.com. And One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes.
Thank you, of course, to all of those people who make it happen. It's wonderful, the tradition. I've been doing this for so long, and those really important sponsors always there for us, always supporting Tiger football. We love them and appreciate them. We're going to step aside for one more moment. We'll come back for the few more comments before we get done halftime. It's rolling along here, 28-20 at halftime of the week one of the season. Middlebury Tigers leading the Colchester Lakers on 92.1 WVTK.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two-for-one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
This is Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And with a few minutes ticking back, the Colchester Lakers are out on the field doing some quad stretches at the moment. Looks like they've been joined by some youth football players here from the Colchester area. They're out doing some stretches. Funny to see young kids trying to do a quad stretch. They're all flopping all over the place. We have not seen anything from the Tigers yet, but Bruce, as we tick along, what are your keys to the second half?
Well, first of all, we had one turnover in the first half. and that was by Colchester, and it didn't really turn out to be anything. My keys to the second half is, first of all, keep the penalties down. We saw a couple of big ones in the first half, although it didn't really amount to much. Hold on to the ball, and three, let's play some defense, both teams.
So one of my key, absolutely, I agree with all of those. For me, one of the essential things is the C.J. Bryant factor.
Yep.
Okay, so you have a sophomore. He's gotten quite a few carries. He's done a fantastic job, 114 yards, a touchdown. But are they going to be able to keep him going, or Colchester going to bottle him up? After that initial long run, they did a better job of keeping him bottled up. They're going to need to be able to keep C.J. Bryant out there working and going along. Believe it or not, we're going to step aside for one moment. We're going to come back to the second half kickoff, 92.1 WVTK.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane.
From Mike's Auto. 388-4138, the number you should call for towing, lockouts, or jump starts. We'll go anywhere at all.
If your car just won't go, give us a call. We'll tow it, fix it, and life will be good again.
With Master ASC certified techs and 32 years in business, we can fix almost anything.
Whether it's all your dash lights are on or you just need a general maintenance, the number is the same, 388-4138.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Mike's Auto and Towing, Elm Street, Middlebury.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And the fans in white, the Colchester student section, are getting down over on the left side here. Got some dance music going. The lights are shining. We're getting into the second half here in Colchester as the Middlebury Tigers are taking on the Lakers. Week one of the regular season. And for the Tiger offense, certainly an auspicious start. They've got 28 points. For the defense, though, not quite the start that Coach Smith would have wanted, we think, as the Lakers have 20 points on the board. The Tigers came out of the locker room very late with only 39 seconds left on the clock. That's unusual. Usually they'd be out here getting a little more ready. One has to think that possibly the coaches were taking a few extra minutes to communicate with them.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what adjustments both teams have made during halftime, because, again, as we've mentioned a couple of times now, definitely not a defensive struggle. But on the other hand, the offenses have put 48 combined points on the board, and that the coaches, I think, will be pleased with.
And again, so one question is it the offense? Is it the defense? I don't think we're going to totally know tonight, but it'll be interesting to find out. The Tigers are going to get the ball first to start the second half, and sure enough, Olsen's going to squib kick it down. It's going to bounce at the 40. Not the best place to hit it, with C.J. Bryant's the one who's going to pick it up, and he's going to run up for about a 20... give it about a... almost a 20-yard gain there on that kick return back.
I mean, that ball is going to be placed right now. At least it's at the 49-yard line. And, boy, that is great field position for the Tigers to start.
Absolutely. And there they go out. They're going to have their standard setup. One thing we have not seen tonight is a whole lot of substitutions from the Middlebury Tigers. Generally, you get different running backs in the game. I don't know that I've seen much movement except for Thatcher Trudeau coming in occasionally for C.J. Bryant. It has been a combination of Bryant and Fisher and Buxton in the backfield with Gettleman under center. Gettleman's under center again with those three with him. It's going to be first and 10 from the 48-yard line. And it is going to be Fisher taking the ball from the left to the right. Excellent job getting a corner. He's flying down to the 35. We'll see there. They knocked him out. But that's going to be about a close to a 20-yard gain here.
And Fisher using his 22. Speed to run right, running right along the sidelines. And lucky for Colchester, they were able to knock him out of bounds there. A nice play by the Tigers' Simon Fisher.
And excellent job there by the right side of the offensive line to set those blocks, to set that corner, and spring him free. With that first and 10 on the Colchester 31, it's Gettleman under center with his three running backs in the wing tee. He's got Simon Fisher in motion from the left to the right. He's going to be handed off to the Buxton on the reverse. And a huge hole up the middle for Tyler Buxton, making people miss. Spinning around, huge gain. He's going to get down to the 12-yard line. That was an excellent pickup there by the young man.
And Buxton there running through the middle. Boy, the Middlebury line has done a great job on both sides of the ball tonight, not only protecting the quarterback, but also giving their running backs some room to get going. And a huge play there by Buxton, and Middlebury threatening again 30 seconds into the third quarter.
19-yard gain there by Buxton. It's first and 10 for the Tigers from the Colchester 14. Two wide receivers off to the left, two to the right. Only C.J. Bryant's in the backfield for the Middlebury Tigers. Now we have Buxton in motion, but it's going to go to the Bryant's up the middle. Bryant to stay alive, manages to stay alive, but then gets dragged down. You can see his athleticism, though, even when he does that, managed to keep his feet alive. What could have been killed for a negative loss turns into a 2-yard gain. It's going to be second and 8.
11 minutes left to play third quarter, 28-20. Tigers leading the Lakers here in Colchester. You're listening to Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK, Port Henry.
Well, they gave him a 1-yard gain on the board. It's going to be second and 9 from the 13. And there's a couple tight ends here, but it's going to be Bryant taking it, and it's to avoid a tackler right off the bat, and then gets absolutely smashed. They are really lowering the boom on C.J. Bryant. I think they feel like they need to be physical with him, but that was a pretty nice pickup there. I'm going to estimate about 6 yards. We'll see what the scoreboard operator says.
Well, I think you're probably right about that, because they've gotten more physical, because so far they haven't been able to stop him.
Yeah, at the end, that player came in flying. It was in no way a dirty hit. It was a perfectly fine hit. But a player came in flying from the outside, clearly intending to put some power down on him. And it is Gettleman in the under center with three running backs and one wide receiver on either side. They're going to try to go up the middle. I believe that's going to be Trudeau by the time we work that out, who has the ball. And it's going to be no gain right up the gut for the Middlebury Tigers.
Yeah, Thatcher Trudeau trying to go up the middle there, but a nice job by the Laker line to stop any penetration there. 9:50 left to play third quarter, 28-20. The Tigers leading the Lakers here on Hockey Night. Football Night on 92.1 WVTK.
As we said, we have an accomplished hockey player here in Bruce Seaman, also from lifelong Devils devotee in a variety of ways. All right, Tim Gettleman's keeping the ball himself, rolling out way in the backfield. He just throws the ball away. That's an interesting call. They should probably call that intentional grounding. And Gettleman is down.
And he was running back, and he had a number of the Lakers with him, chasing him, and he is down. Hopefully, it's just something minor.
Absolutely.
The trainer's out there on the field making sure that he's okay.
And, as he rolled back, he really ended up very, very far behind the line of scrimmage and far behind his supporting cast up there, the big guys up on the line. And as he rolled left, he was getting smothered up and just a tough spot to go down here. So hopefully he'll do okay.
Middlebury High School on WVTK brought to you in part by Lathrop Forest Products. With over 64 years of experience in the forests of Vermont, they have the skills and capability to consistently harvest timber. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury. And Woodware, offering the finest furniture, housewares, and accessories on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Well, that was a huge play right now. Gettleman gets up, and he looks like he's okay coming off. He'll be talked to by a trainer over on that sideline. But keep in mind, that was fourth down. The ball has gone over to the Colchester Lakers. 9:27 left to go in the third quarter. It is 28-20, which is the same thing it was at halftime. Tigers made some good things happen on that drive, but were not, in the end, able to put anything together. And it is going to be first and 10 for the Colchester Lakers from their own 19-yard line. It is going to be Louis Powell under center. And they're going to hand it out to a big running back up the middle there. That is going to be Ducharme. Ducharme's going to press forward for about, I'm going to estimate, 7 yards on that play, right up the middle against the Tiger defense.
On that play, the Laker offensive line doing a nice job, giving them time to develop the play there, and him running right, picking up, well, they're saying
about six yards. Yeah, about 6 yards there. And right now they're talking over, coming up to the line. They're going to keep it in close. They have only Olsen off to the right side. And Powell has three running backs in the backfield with him. One of them is in motion. He's going to hand that right off. And his nice job stiff-arming, but nice recovery there by number 43, Mason Kaufman, on that tackle. Still, it's going to be a first down for the Colchester Lakers. Right now we have a Laker down, but it's just a cramp. I think he's just holding his leg. after that solid gain on that run by Max Anderson.
8:45 left to play third quarter, 28-20, the Tigers leading the Lakers. Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part by Champlain Valley Properties of Vermont. And if you're looking for a new home, visit ChamplainValleyProperties.com. Mike's Auto and Towing for all your car care needs and a whole lot more. See them online at Mike'sAutoMid.com. That's Mike'sAutoMid.com. And Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon for all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon.
Max Anderson coming off the field. As we said, tonight you're going to get cramping on a warm night like tonight. Always the first game of the season you do, and he looks like he's fine. He just needs to wear it out. Right now the Colchester Lakers look at a 1st and 10 from their own 33-yard line. 8:22 left to go in the third quarter. 28-20 Tigers, but Colchester keeps matriculating it down on the ground. That's a 6-yard pickup up the middle. Absolutely nothing fancy there on the ground for Ducharme.
Yeah, and Ducharme has had a pretty big game today, too, Bjarke. He had a big 49-yard run in the first half, setting up one of the Lakers' touchdowns. And he's one of the players it looks like the Lakers are going to be relying on this season to make things happen.
Absolutely. He's over 100 yards. He has 107 yards so far on the night, and it's early in the third quarter. 2nd and 3 coming up for the Colchester Lakers from their own 40. And they have Powell back at center. He's going to hand it running back up the middle. Nice hole there, opened up by the offensive line. A gang of Tigers coming down on top of the running back. But to no avail. That was a run by number 20. We have a new running back in the game for Colchester. Number 20, Brody Stannard. And that was a nice pickup there by the Lakers. That was a 10-yard run. They are still moving this ball. We have not. Both teams, really. I mean, the Tigers got stopped, but they moved the ball. Both teams are still moving the ball here. 7:28 left to go in the third quarter. We have Powell now under center. 3 running backs, 1 wide receiver off to the right. It's a pitch out to the running back well behind the line of scrimmage. He gets up to the line of scrimmage before a group of Tigers try to take him down, but he churns forward. He actually manages to pick up 5 yards on a run that looked like it was going to get stopped for nothing. That was number 28. Quentin Hoskins. It's going to be 2nd down and 5 for the Colchester Lakers.
Yeah, one of the things that the Lakers have been doing is just giving their running backs time. Even when it looks like nothing is there, they've been making something happen. And, you know, in the scheme of things, that eventually adds up when it comes to the outcome of the game. So we'll see how that plays. They've done a good job tonight making something out of play sometimes where it doesn't appear to be anything there.
It is Powell now under center with 3 running backs and 1 wide receiver. It is Ducharme going up the middle. Talk about it again. On that 2nd down run, he gains about 3 yards just plying forward there. It is going to be 3rd and about 3 coming up here for the Colchester Lakers from their own 40, we call it the 42.5-yard line. 3rd and 2, big moment here for the Tigers.
Yeah, one of the critical points of the game so far, Middlebury leading by 8, but the Lakers threatening now with the ball in Tiger territory at the 43. We'll see if the Tigers can stop them here.
1 wide receiver off to the left. It's Olsen. 3 running backs in the backfield. Hoskins, oh, it's going to be a nice job there by none other than C.J. Bryant coming in and sacking the quarterback for a major loss, about a 7-yard loss. It is going to be 4th and 10 coming up. 4th and 9, maybe, coming up for the Colchester Lakers.
You know, I know it's only the first game of the season, Bjarke, but you certainly get a sense that we're going to be talking about C.J. Bryant for the next couple of years, seeing what he's done so far tonight.
Absolutely. Middlebury Tiger fans should be excited. I can just say, having done this for a while now, I know almost a decade, you don't have a lot of people who pop off the field. Certainly we have over the years quite a few. One could think of Lance Robinson, Marshall Hastings, Austin Robinson, different people who have been very, very fast along the way. Connor Quinn, we could keep thinking of people as we go. But right now, C.J. Bryant, cut of that same cloth. He looks really good out there. If you're at home and you're not able to see this game, understand that you're seeing something exciting.
Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by the folks at Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs, and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Desibre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury, with a drop-off location in Vergennes. J.P. Carrera & Sons Concrete, always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363. And the Community College of Vermont, where you can start college for free. Just visit the website, gotocollegevt.org. That's gotocollegevt.org.
And right now, wise decision by the Colchester Lakers, looking at a 4th and 9 from midfield. They have decided to punt it away to the Middlebury Tigers. You have Bryant and Fisher, I believe, back waiting for the punt at about the 15-16-yard line. And here, oh, it's going to be a fake. They're going to try to go up the middle. They're going to make it. Olsen gets it easily and keeps plowing forward. Bold call by the Colchester Lakers, and it worked. It is now on the 30-yard line, a 20, realistically, actually, given how far back he was. That was about a 28-yard pickup on that run by Olsen. That was a big play.
Yeah, it certainly was. We talked in the pregame show about coaches trying things in the first game of the season. And a trick play, that is exactly what the Lakers did there, and it paid off. That is a huge turning point in this game.
I am not typically a fan of particularly bold calls. I tend to be a little bit of a conservative thinker. Given the way this game has gone, given the way Olsen has played, that was a good coaching decision. And right now it is Colchester looking at 1st and 10 from their own 30. There's one wide receiver, three running backs in the backfield, and now they're trying that left side, and they are running with some purpose right now, Colchester. I think feeling a little froggy after that run, a 6-yard pickup, 5-yard pickup over on the left side for number 20, Brody Stannard.
You know, one of the other things that play does, Bjarke, is changes momentum a little bit. Middlebury feeling pretty good about themselves, stopping them, which we have not seen a lot of tonight, either team on defense. You think you got them stopped, and then they run almost a 30-yard trick play down your throat. That changes momentum pretty quickly.
As a demonstration, people always say, watch body language. When people put their hands on their hips, that's dangerous. We had about 7 Tigers with their hands on their hips on that after that play. It is quarterback under center. He's handing it off to Vigo. Oh, now that's a smother from the defensive tackle position right as the man came across the line. Josh Troutwine, all 6'2", 280, just absolutely enveloped him as he came across the line. Great tackle on Troutwine. Against number, I believe that was number 36, Cousin Ducharme. It is going to be 3rd down and about 2 here for the Colchester Lakers from their own 27-yard line. It's more like playing whack-a-mole with where the ball actually is here.
It really is. Again, another big play in this game. 3rd and 2, the ball on the 22, 3:20 left to play third quarter, 28-20. Middlebury leading, but the Lakers threatening in the third quarter.
Powell under center, 3 running backs behind him. He's got 1 wide receiver over to his left, and they're going to try the middle with Hoskins. He's going to get forward. And officials are not at all agreeing on where they are in the field. It's going to be a 1st down for Hoskins, though. It didn't look like he made a lot, but he made enough. 1st down for the Colchester Lakers. Big, big game.
And the Lakers keep the chains moving.
Right now, for a game that featured 48 points in the first half, right now with 3:01 left to go in the third quarter, it's still 28-20. No points here in the third quarter. Quite a shift. Still, you don't feel like that's been a result of outstanding defense.
No, you certainly don't. But again, that huge trick play by the Lakers there, that could turn out to be a big turning point in this game. And again, we'll see what happens as it's 1st and 10 on the 22 for Colchester.
Powell under center, 3 running backs. They're going to go to Olsen running from left to right. Maybe made a bad decision to dodge around. Now try to reverse field. That's some tricky decision making. He just lost about 5 yards. That's when you just get down. Lost 5 yards there by Bailey Olsen. Whole gang of Tigers coming down and taking him down, including number 33, Thatcher Trudeau, from the linebacker position.
And a good play by the Tigers defense there, not allowing any penetration.
We are looking at 2nd and about 14 coming up here for the Colchester Lakers from their own 19-yard line. Sorry, from their own 24-yard line. And Powell waits for it in the shotgun. He's looking downfield. He's got a man wide open on that right side and overthrows him. Actually, it was a pretty poor job there by A.J. Bouchel. He kind of stutter-stepped forward. If he had just taken a step back and reached up, he would have had that easily. There was no Tiger in the way. Now it's 3rd and 12 for the Colchester Lakers from their own 24. Colchester trailing by a touchdown and a two-point conversion. It's 28-20 for the Middlebury Tigers. 1:47 left to go in the third quarter. Pretty big juncture here for Colchester. We have to figure they don't have a kicking game. They haven't tried a kick even after touchdowns.
Well, again, the Tiger defense has bent but not broken. They did give up that big gain on that trick play, but nothing really has gone right for the Lakers since then. They're kind of in the same spot. So if they're able to get out of this without giving up any points, what a huge momentum changer that would be this time in the favor of the Tigers.
And showing that the Tigers probably have some good things happening, Colchester takes a timeout.
Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part by Countryside Carpet and Paint on Creek Road in Middlebury, by Shearer Chevrolet, Buick GMC and Cadillac, and the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics, experienced orthopedic surgeons specializing in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injury and bone and joint care, helping you get back in the game on Exchange Street in Middlebury. And again, I got to send out my props to my friends at the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics. They put me back together last year and did a heck of a job in doing so.
So they put me back together 2 years ago. We could talk about that. All right. So right now, understand the point that we are at. It is 3rd and 12 for the Colchester Lakers at the Tiger 24. Remember, friends, and typically that's a situation where you say, okay, it's in the defense's favor. There's been so many big plays tonight. This is a really important play for the psyche of the Middlebury Tigers, especially these young Middlebury Tigers. Colchester comes up to the line. They have Powell under center. They have three running backs in the backfield. They have one wide receiver, probably Olsen, off on the right side. And Powell has it. He's going to run up the middle. Juke step by the running back, but excellent job there by Tyler Buxton to come up and make the tackle. That was not much of a gain there for Olsen. It's going to be 4th down and 10 after that 2-yard gain.
And so, Bjarke, in your opinion, is this...
Yes.
Is this a go-for-it moment? Or
this is a go-for-it moment. You obviously don't have a kicker, so you're sitting at the 20. You don't have a kicker, you would have tried extra points. They've left points on the field already tonight. You can't punt because you're right there. You go for it. You give it a shot. You've got Olsen. I have to admit, I would have more wide receivers in the game, but that's just me. Powell under center. Olsen off to the right. Three running backs in the backfield. Powell's going to draw back. He's looking for Olsen. He's getting covered up. And that's going to be a sack, kind of an incidental sack. And there should be a personal foul probably on that play at the end of the game. End of the play, man got knocked down just kind of arbitrarily. But the ball's going to go over the Tigers. Huge play there for Middlebury.
Absolutely. In terms of momentum changing, there's another one right there. Middlebury giving up a huge trick play, 28 yards earlier in this drive. And they were able to make sure that no extra points. That is a big momentum changer in this game.
58 seconds left to go in the third quarter. The Middlebury Tigers, who have just gotten the ball back on a change of possession after turnover on downs, are now leading by a score of 28-20. They are sitting on their own 20-yard line, 1st and 10. 1 minute left to go in the third. And they are talking it over here out there on the field as they wait for things to get started. We have Guttelman under center. We have a new running back in the game for the Tigers. This is Gabe Dunn over on the right side as a halfback. Fisher in motion. It's going to go up the middle. Actually, a little misdirection there, but it ends up getting carried by, one would expect that's Fisher, and he did not gain anything on that play.
And some significant penetration there by the Lakers. Their defensive line doing a nice job getting some penetration.
That's right. And right now, as heat is getting to people, a lineman getting up a little slow there. He's going to come off the field. His big number 57, Justin Totillo. When you're 6'2", 215, the heat can get to you a little bit when you're down there knocking heads every play. You know, it's really amazing what these guys do themselves out there. It's a real tribute, I think, to their strength and really their courage to be out here going both ways so often for a whole night. And so here come the Tigers up to the line of scrimmage, 2nd and 12 from their own 19. It is going to be Gettleman under center with three running backs. And Gettleman's calling it out. He's waiting. He's got Fisher motion this time from the right to the left. We're going to have movement. One would expect that's going to be against the Tigers. Penalty flags flying. We shall see, though, what the call is.
16 and a half seconds left, third quarter, 28-20. The Tigers leading the Lakers.
And it looks like it is going to get to go against the Tigers, given that they are backing up. It's only going to be a five-yarder, and it's going to be second and 17 coming up. And even though it's 16 seconds on the clock, that doesn't really matter when you're in tough field position because there's a whole other quarter to go, right? So, and that time is ticking down, 14 seconds left. Will the Tigers run a play? Gettleman under center, calling it out from the 12-yard line. And he's going to try to go with Bryant up the middle. He explodes into the middle, but then gets stacked up pretty quickly. Looks like a gain of about three. That's going to end it for the third quarter. 28-20, Middlebury Tigers leading Colchester on 92.1 WVTK.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury, or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
As the sounds of Sweet Caroline fade into the night, we start the fourth quarter with the Middlebury Tigers looking to do something on 3rd and 12, looking to get really nothing going there. Absolutely stacked up. C.J. Bryant with no real gain. It's going to be 4th down and 12. Tigers are going to be punting away.
And Bjarke, you know, after seeing both teams put up 48 points in the first half, nothing on the board in the third quarter. Both defenses tightening up, playing a little bit more conservative. It is going to be an interesting fourth quarter. And I can't wait to see who wins this game.
Interesting to note, I don't have the exact number here, but the Middlebury Tigers actually ran very few offensive plays in that half. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Looks like 7 offensive plays the Tigers had. Not many. Not the half, the quarter. But it's 4th and 12, and they're going to be punting away. It looks like Gettleman doing it all tonight for the Middlebury Tigers is going to be punting the ball away. It looks like there's going to be some discussion out there as the officials blow it dead. Middlebury's taking a timeout. Interesting call there. Maybe they didn't like something about the way they were set up. So really interesting in that sense. We wondered, okay, adjustments at halftime. Do you get the impression that this defense is a result of adjustments? Is it a result of chance? I mean, what are we seeing?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think a lot of it has to do with it's the first game of the season. The teams, to some extent, are feeling each other out. And also, in some cases, maybe just some inexperience. I think the timeout was taken on that play right there because I was watching the setup. Bailey Olson, whose name we have said a lot tonight,
certainly,
was back in the backfield there for the Lakers, and he was all by himself. And I think, my humble opinion, based on what I saw there, if that ball was low and he got a good start, I think he would have been gone.
Gotcha.
So I think maybe they were just kind of aligning up. Although, look, he's the only one back again.
Look what the Tigers have. They kind of bunched up there along the line. We'll see what happens here. Gettleman's ready to kick it off from about the 5-yard line, about the 6-yard line. Olsen's waiting at the 50 of the Colchester Lakers. 11:06 left to go in the fourth. Almost a block there by Colchester. It's going to be short. Olsen's going to let it die. It's going to take a little bit of a Tiger bounce. Still, though, it's going to be on the Tiger side of the field. Colchester's going to take over at the 47.5-yard line, trailing 28-20 with basically a quarter left to go.
So if you think about that, that was about a 42-yard kick, which was not bad considering the pressure and the field position. And again, they may have gotten a break there that Olsen didn't get a chance to pick that up running with the speed that we have seen so far. And again, the Middlebury defense has done a good job in the last quarter. Let's see if they're able to hold them here. They lead 28-20, 10:56 left to play, fourth quarter.
In a game really for Colchester that has been less about the big plays than it has been for Middlebury. Colchester's generally been picking it up in chunks of 6, 7. They do have some long ones here and there. A 28-yard run by Olson. One by Olson earlier, it was around 40 or so. But generally it's been a little bit slower game here for the Lakers. Right now, three running backs in the backfield, one wide receiver, Olson, off to the right side. And it's going to be a rush up the middle. Oh, wow, what a job staying on his feet. It looked like Hoskins was going to get killed right at the line of scrimmage. Managed to skip forward for another 5 yards before being brought down by the defense of the Tigers, including Tyler Buxton, who comes up hobbling a little bit on his left ankle.
And so again, 10 minutes, 30 seconds left to play fourth quarter. Eventually, we're going to get to the point where the clock starts to become a factor here. And remember, as you mentioned earlier, the Lakers have left some points on the board in terms of special teams play. They're down by a touchdown and a two-point conversion. So we'll see if that comes to be a factor as we get further into this game.
Absolutely. No question. Louis Powell is back in the backfield. He's got two wide receivers on the right. He's got a running back. Quick throw out into the middle. Nice, successful pass there. And three Tigers, four Tigers try to take down the tight end there, number 43. Max, actually running back, Max Anderson. Excellent play. They went from the 42 all the way down to the 26-yard line.
And that looks like more than enough for another.
In fact, we're going to give it about... Yeah, we'll give it about 17-yard gain on that pass play.
Yeah, they're marking that at the 25-yard line. And again, on that play, Anderson took about four Tigers with him to get him down. So again, now the Lakers threatening first and 10 from the 25, 9:50 left to play fourth quarter.
Tigers got lucky. There could have been a penalty there for a late hit. Powell's going to hand it off there to Anderson, running off the left. Anderson making some hay, pushing forward. Now he's got seven people on top of him again. Watch the end of this play. Don't go hitting him. All right, nice gain there by Anderson. Certainly that's going to be a 9-yard run over to that left side. Right now, Colchester's moving the ball in the Middlebury Tigers.
Yeah, they certainly are. They went left that time. And again, Anderson doing a nice job using his speed to get to the left side, although he stayed in bounds.
Second down and 1 yard to go for the 25-yard line of the Tigers for the Lakers. 9:15 left to go in the fourth quarter here. Tigers are leading 28-20, which they have been doing since halftime. Here comes Powell up under center. He has two running backs. He has a tight end, and he has a wide receiver, Olson, off to the right. Movement on the Tiger defensive line. Will they say that was caused by the offensive line or not? We'll see, but right now there's a flag on the field. Looks like it's going to go, you'd have to expect, against the Tigers. Two people moved at the same time. Yes, it is against the Tigers. In a weird way, I mean, that penalty isn't as good for the Lakers as you would think. To have a 1 yard, second and one, gives you actually a real chance to really open up the playbook. Always can't turn down from down, though. First and 10 right now for Colchester from their own 13. Powell under center. Olson off to his right. Nobody's standing with Olson right now. Oh, boy, he keeps himself alive, does Hoskins, but now he's getting driven back. Tigers, be careful there. They keep coming flying in after that play. But that was an excellent job by the Tigers on that defense to come up and swarm him. A whole group of Tigers there, including number 51, Riley Brown. Also on that hit, Simon Fisher. And right now we do have a Tiger down. That's number 79, Spencer Catterett.
8:36 left to play fourth quarter, 28-20. The Tigers lead the Lakers, but again, the Lakers threatening right now. The ball on the 13, second and 10. And they have been moving the chains here.
And right now, guys are stretching themselves out. Think the fatigue is starting to get to them. Interesting, you'd think the defense might wear off as the fatigue gets to you. But instead, the defense is really asserting itself here. Remember, there were 48 combined points in the first half. There have been no points here in the second half. It remains 28-20 with 8:31 left to go in the fourth quarter. It is second and 13 from the 15-yard line. So they can pick up a first down without getting a touchdown, but it's close. And right now it is Powell under center. It is two running backs behind the backfield. It's one wide receiver over to the right. Powell's dropping back, looking down for Olson. Big Olson down there in the touchdown zone. Excellent touchdown catch by Olson. Went up over Simon Fisher. Excellent, excellent catch. Excellent decision by Powell to trust Olson in that position.
Well, what a display of athleticism there by Olson, bringing that down over the top of the Middlebury defender. I mean, honestly, you got to give credit where credit is due.
That you do. No, you absolutely do.
That was a perfectly thrown pass and a tremendous catch.
I don't know about much about Vermont high school basketball. My expectation is Olsen probably plays forward on the Colchester Laker basketball team. He did an excellent job of establishing position on Simon Fisher, even while moving a little bit. It was kind of a box out. While moving, was able to go up and brought it in, plucked it at the height, played at the height of his extension, the way you're supposed to do. Really nice play there by Colchester. 28-26 right now. The Tigers are still ahead, but will this two-point conversion tie it up? It is Powell under center. Powell has it. He's going to hand it off on that left side. It's going to be a matchup at that touchdown zone. It's going to be a two-point conversion. We're all tied up, 28-20 on 92.1 WVTK.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, five, ready, hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
If Dave Sears, the longtime voice of the Middlebury Tigers, were here right now, he would say, "We've solved nothing yet." It is 8:04 left to go in the fourth quarter, 28-28 here, the first week of the season. Middlebury Tigers taking on the Colchester Lakers up in Colchester. This is about as dramatic and exciting a game as you could ever hope for a first game of the season. The crowd is pumped. The student section is hopping. But remember, we've solved nothing yet. 28-20. What can the Tigers do? They've been having big plays all night. We'll see what happens here. We have number 22 in the backfield. That's going to be Zach Dunn. And we have his good friend Simon Fisher up there. Oh, they boot it right off a lineman. That was an interesting decision. Somebody up on the front line. And right now the Tigers are going to get the ball at the 53. There's a flag on the field. What an interesting little play that was. One can't think that the kicker meant to do that.
It was a flag on the play, but the ball would have been marked at the 47.
Yeah, though this absolutely has to go against Colchester. I mean, the Tigers were just standing there waiting for the ball, essentially. Let's see. It looks like they're going to kick it again here. But this time, the Tigers are going to be sitting from an even better spot. They've got Dunn and Fisher set up at about the 20. Oh, no. Are they just going to set it up again? No, they are walking it back. If I'm the Tigers, if I'm able to decline that penalty, I'm certainly declining it. Tigers had the ball at midfield. Now, Colchester's going to kick it off again.
And it would be almost like the Tigers are being penalized if they don't get back to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, it must be. It's going to be a re-kick, but this time from the 35. All right, well, that wasn't perfect for the Tigers. And Olsen's going to be set up. The wind has picked up here, Colchester. Remember, we're maybe a mile from the lake up here. And right now the wind is picking up. The ball just got blown off the tee again. Our papers just got scattered into the wind, a few of them here. All right. And here we go, 28-28, 8:02 left to go after that penalty. It is going to be a kickoff from the 35-yard line for Olsen. And this time Olsen does it again. This is utterly confusing. He then kicks it out of bounds and gets another penalty. I just don't see how this is going to get you in a great position. For all the good decision-making on special teams with that fake earlier, you have now given the Tigers two opportunities at midfield. Strange decision-making by the Colchester Lakers.
And the officials are talking now, and it's going to be interesting to see where they... mark the ball.
This is bizarre. So now, where the ball went out of bounds, they are now going to move it back. The Middlebury Tigers have taken over the football at the Colchester 44. What a disastrous special team set of plays for the Colchester Lakers. Fantastic for the Middlebury Tigers. 28-28, 8:02. This is bizarre. The ball should be back at the 20. For some reason, it's across midfield. Can't explain it. Gettleman's under center. He's got several wide receivers off to the right. He's got two running backs in the backfield. He's going to pitch it out to Bryant over on that right side. Bryant is going to get smothered up after a loss of four. Well, at least the defense helped out the special teams for Colchester.
I just, again, as you just said, Bjarke, I don't understand the coaching decision besides doing that twice. Again, it turned out to work out in Middlebury's favor, but giving your opponent a chance to take over late in the fourth quarter on your side of the field, that just doesn't make sense.
Utterly bizarre. I have to admit, I thought the first one was a mistake. It clearly was not. But in Colchester's favor, it's 2nd-and-14 from the 48. Tigers need to stiffen up here. Tigers have it. Colchester will need to stiffen up. Getting driven back again. Bryant comes up to the line but gets stuffed back. It's going to be another loss. And now they are going to be around the 50-yard line. Actually, they're going to be at about the 47 of the Colchester Lakers. It's going to be 3rd-and-14 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. Right now, the ground game is shut down for the Tigers right now. They have lost 6 yards in this quarter. They have not gained many. C.J. Bryant has about 3 yards in this half.
Well, you know, after all those points being put up in the first half and only 8 in the second half so far, you certainly get the sense as the clock ticks down that we could be one play away from the winner of this game.
3rd-and-14 from about midfield. The score is tied with 28-28, 6:30 left to go. You can tell that this is an important point for the Tigers. They just took a timeout. Right now, how do you finish out this game? I mean, what do you do, Bruce?
Well, if you're asking me, I'm still trying to figure out that decision to kick twice.
Yeah.
Give your opponent the ball on your side of the field. I don't understand that. There must be some reason. We don't know what it is. However, you've given your opponent, which has been pretty much scoring points at will, the ball on your side of the field. Their defense, the Laker defense, has stepped up in the last couple of plays, driven them back. So we'll see.
And as you said that, you know, the brain ticks away as you talk here. You feel confident right now, possibly. It's a dangerous confidence. But you feel confident in Colchester that you're stopping the Tigers' run game right now.
Yeah.
You have not seen any indication that once those explosive players for the Tigers get up to speed that you can really stop them. Maybe it was truly a devil-in-the-details thing, just kick it out of bounds. I still think I would have instructed Olsen to at least kick it out of bounds back there so they take over on the 40. Back, I mean, by the, you know, 30 or the 20. Not all the way up here. But maybe they're that afraid of C.J. Bryant. Bryant's in the backfield. 3 wide receivers are out there for the Tigers. So is Fisher. Gettleman rolling out to his left side at 3rd-and-14. Looking downfield, getting pursued. And it is, again, Tigers kind of messing with each other. They had a crossing route. Wyatt Cameron got in the way of Zach Dunn. Falls helplessly incomplete. It's going to be 4th-and-14 here for the Tigers from the 48. Tigers really like to make something good happen here. Will they punt it? I would expect that they will.
Well, if they do kick it here and they don't try any type of tomfoolery like the Lakers did, they should get the ball in relatively deep. But again, Olsen is back for the Lakers, and he has done some damage tonight.
The Lakers have absolutely avoided a major catastrophe here. And for the Tigers, to be fair, they kind of missed an opportunity. All right, it looks like a punt right now for Wyatt Cameron, who's out there. He's going to punt it down. It's going to go out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. And that's where Colchester's going to take over. 6:19 left to go in the game. 28-28. In a game that featured 48 points in the first half, we have only seen 8 points in the second half, all courtesy of the Colchester Lakers.
So let me throw a question out to you, Bjarke. Given what we've seen so far in this game, 6:19 left to play, fourth quarter, tie game. First half, teams are scoring points like crazy. Second half, only 8 points. those 8 points scored by Colchester, do you do a deliberate drive up the field, or do you try to score quickly here?
Oh, I absolutely do a pretty deliberate drive. I think there's still, if you look at the yards they got in the third quarter, Colchester has moved the ball. I think you put it in the hands of your running backs, and you just let them run it. And right now, that's what they're going to start out doing. The big fullback goes up the middle, barreling forward for about 9 yards. That was a big play. Remember, these are young players for the Tigers. They're going to start tiring out maybe a little bit. That was a pretty big run, 9 yard gain there by number 43, Max Anderson. Anderson's down. He's been fighting cramps tonight. I don't think that's a major injury. I think it's just a cramp. Anderson so far tonight, I would say by a quick average, is averaging about 9 yards per carry.
And the clock running now, 5:45 left to play fourth quarter, tie game.
Yep, so I think we're going to get a heavy dose of Anderson and also Quentin Hoskins, who's had an effective night tonight. I don't think I'd really throw it unless I got in a long situation. Here's that kind of thing that an offensive coordinator loves. Second and one from the 34. It may be if you're going to pull out a funky play, you might do it right now. Second and one from the Colchester 34. And they just decide they want to get yards. Quarterback takes it, barrels forward for a gain of about 5. It's going to be first and 10 from about the 39 here for the Colchester Lakers.
5:19 left to play fourth quarter. A tie game between the Middlebury Union High School Tigers and the Colchester Lakers from Colchester High School. Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK.
Time is ticking right now, as you say, 5:07. It's been a game of explosive plays, but not in the second half. Colchester's going to try to eat some clock here if they can. We've got Olsen off to the right as the only wide receiver, three running backs in a double wing. We have the quarterback Powell under center. Powell's going to have it. He's just going to hand up the middle to his fullback. They're just going to keep doing work. This time, however, it was the fullback in was Ducharme. He looks like he picked up about 7. Looks like he picked up about 8 on the play. It's going to be 2nd and 8, getting close to midfield for the Colchester Lakers.
And I'll tell you something else, Bjarke. Now, if you're the Tigers, at what point, you've got 3 timeouts left, at what point do you take some of them? Because I get the sense that they're going to just run the ball up the field. They have not been able to stop Ducharme all night.
I don't take any yet. I'm going to wait a little while before I start burning those. We've got one wide receiver off to the right, 3 running backs at a double wing in the backfield. We've got Powell under center. We've got movement from the right to the left by the running back, and it's Powell sprinting out to the outside. He avoids the defender. He's got Olsen. Olsen almost brings it in. A nice job there by Gettleman making a play on the ball, and it's going to be 3rd and 2 coming up for the Colchester Lakers. So right now, excellent job by Gettleman. That could have been a dangerous play. He was able to get right up under the shoulder, really, of Olsen and keep him, really disrupt him and keep him from making that catch.
Yeah, Gettleman doing a nice job tonight on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. And, you know, and it's funny, Bjarke, he's not a big guy either. 5'11", 155.
Yeah, but he really has the ability, sees the field well. He's done an excellent, he's got an interception tonight.
Played well.
He's run for a couple of touchdowns. He has played very well. And right now, they're trying to work up the middle of Colchester, but to no avail. It's the Tigers coming up with a stop on that run. And let's see who that was for the Middlebury Tigers. Number 76, that was Josh Kerr with the excellent catch for the Tigers. It is going to be 4th down coming up for the Colchester Lakers. Fourth and a very long 2. I'm going to call it 4th and a 3. As Hoskins comes off the field after that yard loss.
Down to 3:25 on the clock. And what appears to be a punt.
That too. What appears to be a punt, you can't really be sure, though. And you know it's danger. You've got Bryant and Buxton in way down deep for the Tigers. And it's going to be a fake again. They've got Olsen trying that right side. He gets it again. 2nd converted. Good call by you. 2nd converted special teams play by the Colchester Lakers. Right now, that may be the story of the night so far.
Well, their special teams play tonight has been unbelievable, and the Tigers, as well as they've played in the second half defensively, we've not seen that they can stop them on those big plays, and that's exactly what happened there.
You know, from Olson's position to be in that spot, you have a long way to run when you catch that, right? You're not 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. You're set way back up, and you're waiting for it. You know it's coming, right? You're nervous. You're worried how it's going to go. Is the snap going to be okay? Am I going to catch it? Am I going to take off with it? Good job by Olson converting two of those so far tonight. And it is quarterback under center. He's handing it off to Hoskins, coming from the right to the left. Hoskins getting drilled down after a couple-yard gain. Good job there by Gettleman. Coming up along with Trudeau on that tackle for the Tigers. Excellent job there by the linebacker and safety. And Josh Kerr involved in that tackle as well. Two-yard gain.
Yeah, the Tigers getting up there quickly and stopping any further penetration. Nice job by the Tigers defensive line there. 2:43 left to play fourth quarter, and you get the sense that this is going to stay on the ground.
Important moment here for the Tigers. They have a chance, if they make a good play right now, to put them in third and long. Time for that defensive line for the Tigers to step up right now. Quarterback in the shotgun. They move it over. Only Olson off to the right. Right now they throw it in the middle. Wide open to the tight end. He's churning. He's trying to get taken down. He's pushing backwards. Will he get the first down based on the nearest line judge? He will. First down for the Colchester Lakers. 10-yard pickup to number 43, number 43, Anderson.
And Kaufman there doing a nice job getting the ball, keeping his legs churning, getting that first down. And the other important thing, Bjarke, for Colchester, the clock keeps running. So if they score, they'll leave Middlebury very little time to get back on the board.
Absolutely. Here comes the quarterback, Powell, up under center. He's got Olson off to the left. He's got three running backs back behind him. He's going to take it. He's going to hand it off the middle. Pretty big hole, but nice recovery there by the Tiger defensive line. Excellent job by Riley Brown in there to get involved in that play and to bring him down without any more of a loss. Also, Josh Troutwine in on that tackle.
Yeah, Brown, one of the team captains, doing a nice job stepping in there and stopping any additional gain by the Lakers. 1:35 left to play fourth quarter. The ball on the 36-yard line, 2nd and 7, and the Lakers threatening.
It is, as you say, 2nd and 7. And here they come from the 36. He's calling for it. Powell in the shotgun. He's going to take it. Throws out. Quick little screen out to a wide receiver over on that left side. Gets a few yards before Buxton brings him down. That's going to be a 5-yard gain or so for number 2, Tyler Daniels.
Just about 1 minute left in the fourth quarter. They're going to say 3rd and 3, I believe.
Now, if you are a Colchester here, you have to. You have timeouts. And you're not. Okay. So they're not using a timeout. Okay. Stranger decisions. All right. So right now, it's in the shotgun. They're calling for it. One has to assume they're going to air it out right now. And they do. Over the middle. Falls helplessly incomplete for the Lakers. That was a tough play to call. It is now 4th and 3 for Colchester from the 32. Right now, one has to say, Colchester's options are a little bit limited in the sense that they really have not shown a tremendous ability to go the air with a lot of regularity. They've had it worked and they haven't, but they don't have a kicking game. There, we have seen no evidence of it tonight. They have to make something happen here.
Well, they have no kicking game, and they just allowed 15 seconds to tick off the clock.
Well, the Tigers right now, this is your moment. 4 and 3, 32nd yard line of your own side of the field. You're tied up. Colchester has a chance. Tiger defense, now is your moment. Here comes the snap. It goes back. It's Olson over there on the right. What an amazing catch by Olson. Absolutely sheds the man. Goes in, walking upright, touchdown. 32 seconds left on the clock. What a play. Gettleman came over to try to knock that down. Olson just bullied him out of the way. Was able to turn. 32-yard touchdown from Powell to Olson.
Olson has put his team on his back tonight. And he has been the difference maker so far in this game. That is a second unbelievable play that he has made this half.
Absolutely has. And that was a tough one for the Tigers. It looked like Tim Gettleman was going to have that play. That was not a fault of Tim Gettleman. That was an excellent defensive play by Tim Gettleman. There was just only so much he could do. Olson, Riley Olson, just too big, just too strong. Billy Olson, just too big, just too strong. Able to bring that in from about 35 yards out.
Yeah, Olson, not a small player, 6'1".
Yeah, and he looks bigger than that. I mean, and football players do because all the pads and stuff, but he looks bigger than that. All right. Here's where you wish you had a kicking game if you were Colchester, but you don't, so you're going to go for two. All right, Colchester going for two. Looked like some movement on the offensive line, but it didn't matter. It is no good for Colchester. Tigers have life. Tigers have a chance. 34-28, 92-1 WBTK.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
So you're saying there's a chance. That's what the Tigers are thinking. 31 seconds left to go. The Tigers are down by six. It's another squib kick. This one, however, went off the hands. And now he's going up the middle and get dropped down at the 43-yard line. That's where the Tigers don't celebrate too early, Colchester Lakers. We have some explosive Tigers. 24.5 seconds left to go in the game. 34-28 Lakers. Right now, if you're the Tigers, you have to be excited that the Colchester Lakers seem to be acting like they've won the game.
I have to be honest with you. I do not understand that kicking sequence again.
Oh, that one I do. I'm going to say I do because the one thing you can't have is a long kick return. You can give yourself a chance to have some plays here. You cannot have C.J. Bryant coming you full speed if you're the Colchester Lakers. If you're the Tigers, you're upset that you didn't get a chance to have him run it. You're going to give it to C.J. Bryant right now and hope for a big play. No, you're not. You're going to have Gettleman roll out to the right side and looking downfield. He's going to throw it up. He's got a chance off the hands right there of Ian Plouffe. It was a nice delivered ball by Gettleman. Just a tough one. There's so many people downfield. It's going to be second and 10 for the Tigers. 42-yard line. I know what you mean. It didn't mean to throw you off, but I think in that case from Colchester, that one made sense. The earlier one, I have no idea. All right, so, sorry, we're getting a little flustered here. 17.5 left to go in this game. Again, we just reiterate it to let you know the tension in the air. 34-28, Colchester leading the Middlebury Tigers. Game one of the regular season with a tough schedule for the Tigers heading down the road. You want to get this one. Of course you do. Gettleman's under center. He's got multiple receivers. He's rolling out to the right. He's got linemen coming up on him, but he throws it out there. Nobody there. Wasn't even really near a receiver. He's going to have a man coming up a little lame as he improved proof on that one. Third and 10, 10.8 left to go.
And so again, basically here, you've got two shots at the end zone.
Here's what I do. I set up in a spread. I have C.J. Bryant in the back. Well, 10 seconds. That's tough. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you have to go for it. If I had 20 seconds, I would spread him out, and I'd try to give it to Bryant once on kind of, you know, try to confuse them a little bit. But the draw play out of the spread. But I think in this case, with 10 seconds left, if you give it to Bryant, he could be running around for 6 seconds. So you're right. I think you
got
to take two
shots. Well, he certainly got the speed to get it in there. He certainly does.
He does. But that would have to be a one-play, one-trick pony. That might be your last try. But you're right. They have to throw this.
Well, here's the thing. We've seen teams do trick plays tonight twice.
We have.
Maybe this is time that Middlebury does it. I mean, you're certainly not expecting it now.
I think this is a case where possibly inexperience, you know, they have not been in the situation before, really any of them from this position. Last year it would have been Cody Pominville running this. Gettleman's played a really strong game tonight, but he hasn't been in this position yet as a varsity football player. All right, it is Gettleman under center. He has two receivers to the left, one to the right, two running backs behind him. Fisher goes to the movement from left to the right. Gettleman drops straight back. He's being pursued by a lineman. He's going to decide to keep it himself. He's going to throw it downfield. He's got a couple people lining up. There could have been a pass interference call, but there wasn't. Falls out of the hand of Fisher. Here you go. Here's your call, Bruce. Fourth down and 10, but that's immaterial. There are 2 seconds left on the clock. The Middlebury Tigers are trailing by 6 points. Right now, you need to get them all out. We need 5 wide across. You need Bryant running down the field as fast as he can possibly go.
Well, you never know what can happen. We've seen stranger things over the years, and again, that's why you play the game.
All right, here we go. We've got Zach Dunn out on the left side. We got Simon Fisher out on the left side. We have receivers over on the right side. We have Bryant by himself in the backfield. Ian Plouffe moves over to the left side. Gettleman runs that way. He's running left, and he's going to be pursued by linemen. He's going to get hit as he throws. It's up in the air. There's a chance. It's almost intercepted, and that's it. The Middlebury Tigers have dropped game one of the season in dramatic fashion, 34-28 to the Colchester Lakers. We will be back with JP Carrera, player of the game, and all the post-game talk here on 92.1 WVTK.
Your local Napa Auto Parts store, Court Street, Middlebury, has you covered with all the parts you'll ever need to get the job done right. Brad and the staff have parts for the car, the truck, the boat, and the 18-wheeler. Napa and Middlebury is fully stocked and they're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, and weekends, 8 till noon. When it comes to trust, you can always trust Brad and the staff at your local Napa Auto Parts store, 13 Court Street in Middlebury.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600. Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at champlainvalleyproperty.com.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Middlebury Union High School Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK. The opening weekend, Bjarke Sears, Bruce Zeman here on WVTK live from Colchester High School, where the Colchester Lakers have defeated the Middlebury Union High School Tigers by a score of 34-28, a very exciting game. The game was 28-20 after the first half, where the teams scored 48 points in the first 24 minutes. But again, in the second half, much more defensively, only 14 points scored. And of those 14 points, all of them were scored by the Colchester Lakers. The big story of the game tonight, Bailey Olson with 2 unbelievable plays, making a couple of huge catches and running the ball around the field. And that was the difference maker in the game tonight, as the Colchester Lakers win the opening game of the season 34-28 here on their field. And Again, we talked in the pregame show about coaches finding out what they needed to work on and what they would be strong on. And as we saw early in the game, the two teams putting up 48 points in the first half of this game. The teams exchanging points, and then things kind of calmed down as we got towards the second half of the game. The Colchester Lakers scoring 14 points, unanswered points in the second half to win this game and go up on the season 1-0. For the Tigers, a disappointing loss. They played well offensively. They had some trouble on the defensive side of the ball. But again, this is the first game of the season, and so for both teams, they're going to be looking for what they can improve on and some of the things that they did well in this game. And again, the Tigers able to put up 28 points on the Lakers, and the Lakers a little bit better, being able to put up 34 points. But again, some really interesting points of this game. A lot of offense, a lot of special trick plays, and it was a game that was very, very exciting to watch. And again, I think for the Tigers, especially with some of the newer players, I think it is a really exciting season that we're going to see. Again, for the Tigers, the schedule does not get any easier. Next week, they've got the Hartford Hurricanes coming in at Doc Collins Field. Then they hit the road to take on the St. Johnsbury Academy Hilltoppers, the BFA Bob Whites of St. Albans. Those two games on the road. Then back to the confines, the friendly confines of Doc Collins Field, to take on the Rutland Raiders. On the road for the Burton Academy Bulldogs. And then they finish the season with two games at home against the Burlington Seahorses and the CVU Redhawks. But again, for the first game of the season, some things for both teams to improve on, as a total of 62 points scored by both teams. So a lot of things to be excited about, but also some things to work on. The final score here from Colchester High School, the Lakers beating the Tigers 34-28. We'll be back to talk about more at the postgame show. Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Archery season is fast approaching, so make sure you drop into the shop and make sure your bow is tuned up and dialed in opening day on October 6th. We have great deals on crossbows and compound bows and a variety of arrows. We can check your draw length and bowstring to make sure you're ready for the range. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, vtfieldsports.com. Remember, always hunt safe and hunt smart. Thanks and have a great day.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Virgins do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. One Credit Union, together we are one.
Hey, it's Mike
and Shane
from Mike's Auto. Wow, summer's finally here. Now we need to get everybody's car ready for summer driving.
Yes, we do. Tires, tune-ups, air conditionings, brakes, shocks, struts. Hey, Dad, wouldn't it be easier to tell people what we don't do?
You're right, but I can't think of much we don't do.
We don't do muffler bearings, Johnson rods, or flux capacitors.
Well, you're right. If we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Remember the name, Mike's Auto and Towing, Elm Street, Middlebury.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, welcome back to the end of the game here. You just listened to the to the Colchester Lakers defeat the Middlebury Tigers by a score of 34-28 on opening night here of the 2018 season up here in Colchester. Typically, we would be joined by the J.P. Carrera Player of the Game. The J.P. Carrera Player of the Game tonight was J.D. Not J.D. Gettleman. That's the older brother. Was Tim Gettleman. And just out of the team is, I think this was a hard loss for them, Bruce. Hopefully we can have Tim come up and join us a different week, maybe with the other player in the game, and we can have a bull talk. So we do plan on getting our player of the game up here eventually. I think probably it was important to go in the locker room and have some conversations, be a team, have a little healing a little along the way. This had to be a tough game for the Tigers. I mean, they had to feel at times like they had things pretty well, but they never were in control of the game. I mean, if you feel like you lost it, you were never in control. No one was ever in control.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you do have to, in sports, give credit where credit is due. And Bailey Olson from the Lakers made two spectacular plays tonight. Sometimes you just have to say it happens.
Right.
Tim Gettleman had an amazing game tonight.
He really did.
He had an amazing game. And you know what? If you lose a game sometimes because you make a poor play or you don't execute, that's not what happened.
Right.
You tip your hat to a team that made a couple of incredible plays after both teams were a little bit sloppy in the first half. Colchester, which was down 28-20 at the end of the first 24 minutes, scored 14 unanswered points in the second half, and they had a couple of plays, and that was the difference maker. I don't think there's anything to – you have to make some changes. We talked about that. It's the first game of the season. But
sure.
I'll tell you what, I thought Middlebury showed a lot of gumption in this game tonight.
They did, and they certainly have the great things to build on. Certainly the play of Gettleman. He did a good job through the air. He did a fantastic job on the ground. We really saw his speed and his explosion. He did a good job for the defensive end with an important interception along the way and things like that. So certainly for Gettleman, a good game. Certainly a coming out party for C.J. Bryant. Nobody can deny that. But he went quiet in the second half, and that's not against him. Colchester absolutely tightened up on defense and really focused on bottling him up, and I think that was important. For the Tigers, I think, you know, going forward, the answer is clear. The problem is clear. You need to be able to stop the football. And you didn't stop. Now, Olsen may be so phenomenal that he really just did that to you. And he did, right? He's big. He boxed you out. He made some plays. I can understand Tim's upset. The fact that one of those plays right at the end was kind of on him, but it wasn't really on him. He was actually in a pretty good spot. Olsen just made a really good play, and sometimes that happens. But for the Tigers, how are you going to be able to consistently stop things? And looking at the second half, how are you going to get that run game? They don't have a lot of time to recover. They have the Hartford Hurricanes next week. And the Hartford Hurricanes are never, no matter the turnover, they are always a strong team. You're talking about the runner-up from last year. You're talking about experience. So for the Tigers, they're going to have to get back on this. And if you're Colchester, holy mackerel, you must be feeling pretty good.
Well, you'd like to think so. I mean, if I'm the coach of the Lakers, I'm happy I won the game, but I'd be like, we have some stuff we need to work on.
Sure.
Because you did let Middlebury march up and down the field for a part of the game, and you gave up a couple of huge plays. Early in the first half, we had the 69-yard run, and then we had the 85-yard kickoff return. You're not going to win a championship letting that happen. So you've got some things to work on. So if I'm the coach, yes, we won. Monday, we start working on stuff again. And the same thing for Middlebury. Yeah, we lost the tough game, and you know what? Next week we play again.
Right, and you have to lift your head up. I mean, it could be pointed to the fact that they, you know, did start cramping up, but that could be true for both teams. I'm sure plenty of people on Colchester started cramping up too and had those things. It's an equal situation out there. So I think you'll have to look a little bit maybe at conditioning if that is a thing. Why, you know, tough one for the Tigers. Thought they played really well. Thought they had some really good things happening there. But certainly some things to work on going into next week. We're going to step aside for one moment. We'll be back with all our thank yous and last thoughts here at 92.1 WVTK.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally! I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So, you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And that's going to be it here from Colchester, Vermont, where everybody's cleared out here except us. We're battening down the hatches here. They're going to throw us out in a second. But game one of the regular season, hard-fought game, exciting game, emotional game, never one that was ever really had a feeling one way or the other how it was going to be. A couple plays, and really it was Bailey Olson certainly asserting his physicality there at the end as a wide receiver, able to box out several defenders, really made the difference. And for the Tigers, a lot of good things to build on. Any thoughts going into next week, Bruce?
Well, here's the thing. You got a team that has always given you some trouble, has given everybody trouble for that matter. And I have to say, I think Hartford is going to be a very motivated team last year. They lost a very, very tough Division I championship. And so I think that they're going to be very, very motivated. So this week, what does Middlebury do? You don't have a lot of time to worry about this. You need to get back on the field and make some changes. And again, build on the things you did well and correct the things you didn't. I mean, it's pretty simple.
And if you're a Middlebury fan and you want to think about that scouting report, remember that Hartford is up at St. Johnsbury to play the Hilltoppers tomorrow at 1 o'clock, so that'll be one you want to watch for out there. We want to say thank you to everyone for joining us tonight. We look forward to joining you all regular season as we're excited to bring you Tiger Football. For Bruce Zeman, for Jim Ty, for everyone involved in the 92.1 WVTK family, we would like to thank you all for listening, and we're excited for another year of Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
You've been listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK. Tiger Football all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromatch, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.